Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. I got no money, a dress code problem, not to mention your biological clock. Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
All right, knock it off. You know, you ragging on me is not going to give me any great spontaneous knowledge.
Paul Perillo.
You just keep on asking about Chinese food. Can't you tell they don't have Chinese restaurants around here? Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything that guy just says is bullshit. Thank you.
Andy Hart.
Let me see. This is a tough decision you're giving me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
You stick out like a sore thumb around here.
Me? What about you?
I fit in better than you. At least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Imagine your idea. You're prancing along, you get thirsty, you spot a little brook, you put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water.
Bam! A bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a what kind of pants a son of a who shot you was wearing?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
Hello.
Hey, Gino. We're all here, except Eric. But Andy's here, Paul's here, Doc's in the booth.
Eric was not released yesterday, contrary to some published reports.
Right. But he is doing something. I don't know where the hell he is. But we're here, and it's media day at Gillette Stadium, which means everyone, all the media's here because it's free pizza day. But Bill Belichick had his press conference. Open locker room just ended. Later on Patriots.com, you'll be able to listen to Tom Brady talking to the national media, Bill Belichick.
Oh,
plus,
I can't wait.
Calling in Joey Porter. He's always good for a few laughs. And Tony Sparano, the head coach of the Dolphins. So you'll hear all that later on Patriots.com. But right now, it's PFW in Progress until 2 o'clock, taking your emails at webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. And guys,
Freddie, just to add a little something to your schedule.
Yeah.
You just did the conference calls with Miami, Sparano, and Joey Porter a little bit later than originally scheduled. They're going to be pushed back to about 2:30.
Okay.
So just in case people are looking for
so
those.
They'll probably be up on the site around 3:30. So look for those at that time.
Or you could hear them on Patriots Playbook.
Live.
Or you can look for them at 3:30.
Not live, but we'll have them probably before Chris posts them.
How?
We record them.
Okay. So you're just going to play them?
Yeah. We like to give the listeners the inside scoop.
Cool. All
John
right.
likes to take a break.
Right. Potty break. So, so listen to Patriots Playbook. Patriots Playbook is gaining some momentum. I'm hearing that not only does John have more and more listeners, but some of them are listeners that listen because they hate us, from what I understand.
I think that's accurate. Very different shows.
Some of John's listeners listen to John because they hate us?
Yeah. In fact, They said that they refuse to buy us lunch, but they'll buy John lunch.
Well, I can understand that. There's no need to buy us lunch, but
no, I
hate such a strong word.
Eric teed up the Sam in Chicago MP3 yesterday, and John goes, "You know, it'd be great if we could get some MP3s." Mikey Vandalism. I know you send some to the PFW guys, and sure enough, 10 minutes later, Mikey Vandalism with a premium email.
We are on demand radio. We demand things of our listeners, and luckily, they bring them to us.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a rising tide raises all boats, and definitely
We're the tide, and John's a boat.
Right. We forced John
sucky,
Rook.
Sucky, sucky.
You know, the only professional in the building. We forced John Rook to get his act together.
Sure. True.
And get his show up to speed.
And rip Taylor Twellman for being a softy because he had a concussion.
So Brady had a conference call with the national media?
No, he's going to later
this
afternoon.
He's going to today. Another one, huh?
Yeah.
Is that odd? Didn't he just have one last week,
well,
2 weeks ago?
They call it with the Miami and national media audience. So,
right.
I guess they figure. Well,
but there's only one national call a week, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
oh, yeah. Well,
he every once in a while is it.
Yeah,
but it
definitely the word national.
Last
was
couple
used.
Weeks.
Yeah,
it's been
I wonder if that was used in error.
It might have been. Yeah.
No, I would expect him to be the guy that Miami talks to.
Right. But it seems like maybe. Two or three times a year, he's the national.
Yeah, and,
just like I assume Peyton Manning two or three times a year.
He just
the
was
national.
The national one, I think, two,
but that was,
two weeks ago.
Tampa, that might have been a special one just for the game.
Right.
Well, yeah, it may have been, but.
That was probably international.
Indeed.
Yes. All right, so.
Intergalactical.
Just thought it was a little odd.
Bill Belichick had his press conference today. Tell me, how good are the Miami Dolphins, according to Bill Belichick?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He praised him, as he did always. Chad Henne, you know, can run all the plays you need him to run, really. Went over the top over, you know, Williams and Brown. Either could be the guy anywhere, and they can go all day long, nonstop, alternating back and forth. Obviously, a lot of talk about the Wildcat and the various looks, and Williams can run it, White can run it, Henny's in, Henny's out. You know, Ronnie Brown, obviously, is the focal point of it most often. Kind of went through all that, the defense, the young corners, the pass rush. But I found most interesting he closed with Parcells' talk and how, you know, really over-the-top praising Parcells and the formula, and it's the same kinds of players at all the same positions, you know, big guys up front on the offensive line, big guys up front on defense, the edge guys, kind of the whole formula he's used, and he went right, you know, Giants, New England, Jets, Dallas,
sure,
everything.
Boys.
So a nice... nice praise of the formula for Parcells.
Parcells' formula, Freddie. Big tackles, big inside linebackers, speedy pass-rushing outside linebackers, powerful running backs, durable running backs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went on and on. And when you thought about it and you thought about some of the different guys, very rarely did the guy not fit that description, you know, whether it be with the Giants, with the Jets, with the Patriots, with the Cowboys, and now, and as he put, you know, all the teams he coaches or – general managers or something
right,
like that or
right.
Whatever, you know, whatever
ooh.
He is, you know, because
it wasn't a shot.
No, it wasn't. There was not
everything
not a
shot. Was said with praise or smile.
Absolutely. And there was no it was. And then, you know, Bill Belichick said, listen, it's what he believes in. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you believe in it? It's worked. It's worked and it's been successful. He hasn't changed it, nor should he. I think was the way he finished it. It was kind of an interesting thought. That he kind of closed with. Tom Curran asked him if he could see the imprint of Parcells on that Miami team, and basically his answer was, where wouldn't you see
right.
it? Basically, anywhere you look, it's all over it. He's right. all over it.
Right.
Just to answer the why you would change
not
it.
Not knowing what
hasn't
you're going to do
Super
next
Bowl
year.
Yep. 19 years.
That's true.
All right.
I think part of that's his own doing, though, because he doesn't stay in a place long enough necessarily to build the winner, but that would be my response.
Speaking of the Dolphins, Ted Ginn got the AFC Special Teams Award.
He couldn't get that this week.
Right.
I don't know how you'd ever get it.
Two 100-plus yard kickoff returns. That's pretty amazing.
Well, luckily, no one had a drop kick this week.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one.
What is that strange? Is your pocket ringing?
Yes.
My pocket?
Yes. Your phone's ringing.
That. I didn't hear it.
Asian pagoda music. Is that what they call it? Pagodas?
I have no idea who that is. I'm not answering it.
Somebody looking for a job? He's been having guys come in and out of his office looking for jobs all day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous today. One person after another.
I haven't even been in.
Well, that's a normal day.
In his office.
I mean. Oh. I'm thinking
you
your
take
office.
That friend?
I was here early today.
Do you want to take that, Fred?
No, Drew. I'll let it go.
Drew?
Drew.
Oh.
Web radio at Patriots.com.
Did it sound like you said Giro?
Or Jarrell. Or sounded nothing like Drew.
No, it's Al Giro.
Who's Al Giro?
You don't know who Al Giro
he's
is?
He's a singer, but again, that was Drew Bledsoe.
508-543-7482 is the phone number.
In a different way, an equally bad start to the show today.
Yes, an equally inept 15 minutes to open the show.
All right, so after Bill Belichick.
Big and physical, Fred, to answer your original question to Andy.
Well, they'd have to be the to run the way they run.
Physical team across the board. Physical, tough, football team, and I think he closed his opening monologue with, "We will need to play a good football game on Sunday to win," something along those lines. Okay. We will have to. You're not going to get by with a subpar effort, according to Bill.
Okay.
I was happy to not hear him go over the top of the explosive nature of the Miami offense, despite the fact they've scored a lot of points. I thought we were going to get a lot of those kind of a lot of hyperbole about the offense with Miami, because we know that they've scored a lot of points, but it's not a high-powered offense.
And it's not all the offense.
Well, certainly yeah. wasn't any of the offense this week.
Right.
But they have scored over 30 each of the last four games, 30 or more in four games in a row. But it's not, even despite that production, it's not what I would consider a high-powered offense.
No. All right, so then the locker room opened up, and you guys went in. And really?
Oh, God.
A lot of people in there.
All media. All media.
Oh, I saw Patrick Chung. I saw...
Wasn't talking.
Boring!
No, he'll get me tomorrow.
Well, no, I saw...
I'll get you tomorrow, dog.
Really? I saw him walking around with, I thought it was Albert Breer.
Well, he's a nice guy. He'll talk to you, but he's not necessarily talking.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a difference. Like I said, I talked to Darius Butler and Sean Springs, and we were breaking down the top five NBA point guards. And then I said to Darius, I have no more NBA questions, but can I get a few on the Patriots? And he said, I got to go lift. You know, again, very nice. Didn't say, no, I don't have any time for you. But
Lee Bodden was holding court.
Lee Bodden talked, and at the very end, I shouldn't say it was a total washout. Obviously, Brady talks, and that's news whenever he talks. But Eric was in on that.
Locker or podium?
At his locker. At the very end, at the very end of the locker room period, probably about 5 minutes before the end of our allotted time, Vince Wilfork came out and had a large crowd around him. Then about a minute after that, Ty Warren came out. And they're obviously, their lockers are right next to each other. And there were some people sort of on the outskirts of Vince kind of turning to Ty. And, you know, we'll have to see what Eric scurried over to that while I was ineptly trying to get the defensive backs to talk to me. I talked to Dan Copen a little bit about the balance on offense, Fred, that you had brought up yesterday.
Right.
To get his take on that. And he basically agreed, saying that you kind of have to throw out the first two games. You know, we've been a lot of talking about throwing out the last two games. You know, with the high production against bad teams, but basically he likes the balance that they've had in the last 5 weeks. And obviously, as an offensive lineman, he's looking for that to continue.
Okay. Andy, who did you talk to?
Nobody.
Or did you talk to anyone?
No, I went upstairs.
Why?
I was working on that feature, doing some things for that, some research.
You're doing a pretty in-depth feature. Well, why don't you explain it?
I'm making an attempt to do an in-depth feature on... kind of a comparison and contrast with Bill Belichick and Bill Polian as the architects of the...
And that'll be coming up before the
It'll be next
game.
Week issue, the preview yep. issue for the Colts game. Not really surprisingly, both declined to talk to me for the interview. So it's kind of talking about them from afar, people who know them. I talked to Adam Vinatieri, obviously played for both of them, made the switch over, won Super Bowls with both of them. I talked to Mike Lombardi, who worked for Belichick and... as a league decision maker, crossed paths with Polian a little bit, kind of said he studied him as one of the successful ones as he was doing his job. Talked to Vic Carucci, who obviously covered Polian in Buffalo and yeah. now is a national guy, covers Belichick in the league. Hoping to talk to Fred Smirlis later today, who played for Polian and does, you know, Patriots Monday with Bill and has a relationship with Bill. But, yeah, just kind of, you know, looking at their philosophies. I found one quote that I found interesting from Marv Levy said, Bill's philosophy is to build a 53-man roster where everybody is important, everybody is ready to play. There's no one buried on the roster who won't play like on some teams. And I thought, just put Belichick in there and it's the exact same.
I was wondering what Bill you were talking about. Cause it
right,
same
easily,
guy.
Either one.
So I think there's a lot of, everybody, you know, I think more recently Patriots Nation has grown to respect Polian and the Colts and the way they do business. For the first half of this decade, it was mocking them.
You can never win that
way. The style of the offense, the paying their stars.
Yeah. I'll tell you why.
As they continue to pile up 12-win seasons, you can't bitch them out. You can't say they're not good.
Well, it's because everybody thought at the beginning of the decade, and I was probably one of them, too. I don't want to – this is not one of my I think everybody's stupid rants before everybody gets mad at me. I probably felt the same way. Eventually, they were going to have to pay the piper, and the credit card bills were going to come due. Well, they didn't.
Because
they
you know what they did? Exactly what Bill Belichick does. They told people to walk away, and we'll replace you. Edgerrin James, We'll draft a guy.
They made the right
choice. Marvin Harrison, we'll let you go.
But
we're not afraid
to overpay the guys they felt were important, like Dwight Freeney,
right,
who probably was given a little bit too much.
I mean,
and Bill has done it with some guys, not to the extent of Dwight Freeney making him that. But, you know, Richard Seymour probably was a little overpaid with that extension that he got. Mike Vrabel probably got a little bit more money than.
Maybe they paid Wes Welker more than other teams
would.
Another
good example. Yeah. But they identify the guys they felt were important to them.
Yeah.
And for the most part, they've identified the right guys.
And you know, this is whether it's the Colts or the Patriots. I've been listening to sports radio, obviously, every day when you're going to and from work. And a lot of the tenor of the Patriots callers, you know, the people criticizing is that they've been, you know, if you really look at it, they haven't been that good with personnel moves in free agency. And when you do look at it, and even in the draft, they've had a lot of misses, mm-hmm. you know, high second round picks. But at the end of the day, when you look at what they've done, even since 2004, their last Super Bowl, you know, every year they're competitive, been to another Super Bowl, been to an AFC championship that they lost in the last couple minutes of the game, you know, 11-5 without Tom Brady, you know, every year they're competitive. So, you know, yeah, maybe because of the nature of the way they do things and the types of players, you know, they're looking for such a special type of player, they're going to miss more often than they hit. But when they hit, those guys contribute in a big way for less money than, you know, taking all your chances in free agency. The Colts are the same way.
Well, even more. The Colts are all draft.
Yeah.
I believe stat is of their 53 guys, 48 have never played for another NFL team.
Throw the Steelers in there, too. Another successful team over the last 10 years. Can't, you know, if there was any other team of the decade besides the Patriots, it would be the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And you rarely see them making big splashes in free agency. It's just smart moves, you know, in the middle class and through the draft.
Well, I would say the biggest thing I think they all have is letting guys walk.
Yeah. Knowing
the Steelers did it with all the linebackers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like this year at receiver with Garcon and Colley, and you know, they find guys that can contribute.
Right.
Now, it helps that I think the key to the reason that even the Colts and the Patriots have been more successful is Tom Brady.
Right.
They both found their quarterback.
Right.
And, you know, I had a couple people tell me
that Roethlisberger,
they have always Polian and Belichick have always seen the game through a quarterback's eyes and knew the importance of that position and always worked to get that guy. Polian drafted Kerry Collins to be that guy. He, you could argue, was or wasn't that guy, whatever, got Jim Kelly in Buffalo. Bill decided Kozar wasn't the guy. I'm going, you know, they've always sought to get the quarterback.
That's a good point.
Because of the importance of that position.
But whether it's Bill Polian or Bill Belichick or, you know, who's the GM now with the Steelers?
Kevin Colbert, the most overlooked man on the planet.
Kevin Colbert, but before him it was Lombardo or who was the guy? But, you know, they've always had guys that really knew draft.
Tom Donahoe?
Well, Donahoe, but Lombardi was with another team. That's right. Tom Donahoe is who I'm thinking of. They were very good at recognizing the types of players that we want and going and getting it. And you know, so what if, you know, you can line up all the misses that Bill Belichick has had over the last 10 years? Look at the results. That's all you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the results are there. No other team can you know, say that they've had the success that the Patriots have had, even with the Chad Jacksons and, you know, losing people like Deion Branch. And, you know, they still pile up the wins, and that's what you're looking for.
The biggest difference I have that I think makes life easier for Belichick and harder for Polian is Belichick's always had Belichick, the coach, and I think that makes some of the misses easier to fix. Whereas if Polian misses, I don't think he has a Belichick. I think Tony Dungy was a good coach, but not a great coach. I don't think he's in the Belichick all-time stature. And I think that's makes maybe Polian's even better because he's finding guys for different coaches and doing it in different franchises and finding success.
And both of them had the, you know, like you said, the quarterback.
Well, that's
Peyton Manning
that's
is as much
key.
A coach as he is a quarterback.
Oh, God,
But that's the key to me is, and I'd be interested to see the long-term success rate for both franchises, you know, 5 years out after the quarterbacks are gone.
Right,
for
both.
Right.
Because you can have a system and it's all well and good, but how many systems would fail with Brady and Manning running the show?
But, I mean, the difference with Polian is he did it in Buffalo, he did it in Carolina, he did it in Indy.
And the Steelers have done it, you know, through the decades.
Oh, absolutely. You know. I'm not – listen, these guys are it's a very
the
good
one guy who hasn't proven it as much is Bill.
Belichick and Polian
Belichick,
clearly
– I should say.
Belichick and Polian clearly are – you know, at the top.
Is Pulley a Hall of Famer, Fred?
They're at the top of what they do.
Because I think he is. And I knew you would.
Do they give GMs Hall of Famer?
Well, that's what I asked. I didn't know if
you go in as a contributor.
No, then the answer is no, because he hasn't contributed to the league as much as just a single team.
I mean, he's on every committee there is. He was the league's VP of development for a year.
A coach goes in as a contributor, doesn't he?
I think so. It's players and contributors. I think there's only
two
categories.
I don't know. Coaches.
I don't know the answer to this question, by the way.
Yeah,
I
don't
think he is. He won two titles Canada. If you want to throw in the Doug Flutie factor as the GM of, I don't know, two teams in Canada, Alouettes and somebody else maybe, but I mean he's been the VP of the league. He was between Buffalo and Carolina. He was the VP of development for the league.
I guess
played a key role in the CBA that year.
I guess
year.
You put him in.
To me, when you line up the numbers, some of the numbers are just ridiculous. The winning he's had from Buffalo to Carolina to Indy.
Yeah.
Now, three his personality's gotten caliber. In the way. He got into a pissing contest in Buffalo with...
Butler?
No. A name I'm drawing a blank on now, which kind of necessitated they go in different directions. He was only in Carolina 3 years. No. He was only in Carolina for 3 years. So I'm guessing something transpired there.
Oh,
where
he's a hothead.
Yes.
Oh, he's clearly.
And he's found a place where he can work long term, whatever the relationship is with Ursae, Manning, and himself that works in Indy. But, I mean, his success is. You want to talk about Parcells. Everybody says he's great. Right. He won Super Bowls. He went each place and rebuilt them. I mean, no one's done a better job than Polian of building NFC, title game or better teams.
Championship caliber teams
in three different spots.
He knows football.
One question. Anybody know where he went to college? Keep Googling, and it's very vague.
Nothing on the Wikipedia?
No.
That's
I'm trying to think. Maybe he didn't go to college.
He may not have.
No, Pelion.
His whole story is he worked his way up from nothing, kind of stuck his shoe in the door in Canada, and he was with Marv Levy in Canada, and that's kind of how it all...
No, Pelion knows football. He knows he knows talent. You could just tell from the guys that they pick up in the draft. They know what it takes to play in this league.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of huge early swings and misses in the draft. They're kind of like Bill. You give them a good pick, they're going to pick a good player.
So,
and they have also, like Bill, a lot of those later or undrafted guys who people poo-poo, but at some point are contributing to victories.
Yep.
So. And they've had,
why am I writing the story? In this modern age, why don't we just talk about it? We'll call that the feature.
And they have a lot of...
I'll go get the transcripts, read a couple quotes.
They've had a lot of injuries like the Patriots have over the years, too, and that's a... another, I think, myth about Indy is that they have all this money that Peyton Manning makes and Dwight Freeney makes and Reggie Wayne and, at the time, Marvin Harrison. So they don't have no middle class. Well, that really hasn't been proven to be the case. They've lost a lot of personnel through injuries over the last several years, and they've been able to stick guys like Melvin Bullitt in for Bob Sanders, as an example.
Bob Sanders.
They find a way to get by.
They've won 12, is it 7 years in a row they've won 12 games or 6 years in a row they've won? You're an elite team every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, by the way, you know who's second most 11 win seasons in a row tied with the Colts? Dallas Cowboys. Talk about being there and never.
Wow.
I believe it's nine in a row.
You mean ever? Not current.
Oh, maybe that's how.
Because they didn't win 11 games in a row. They didn't win 11 games last year.
Okay. It was poorly written then.
Get your facts right.
It said consecutive, I thought.
Listen, get your facts straight and then come to 54.
Yeah, maybe back
Walker.
Then they.
Right.
Yeah, no,
right.
They won nine games last year, I think. Right. They didn't make the playoffs, if you recall. Right.
And you know where Bill Polian summers, Fred?
Falmouth.
Yes. Enjoys Cape Cod League baseball.
You knew that? Or did he?
Well, of course he did. He's a Cape Cod guy. He's probably rubbed elbows with him.
I did remember that. Yeah.
Fraud.
Just kind of an odd fact to just know.
Yeah,
Where Bill Polian summers.
And I'm going to leave out the biggest nugget for our subscribers to the story. A grand nugget of information.
Okay, good.
That you must read.
Well, a lot of people, Al Davis was born in Brockton.
Brockton.
Yes, I know.
So.
On what day?
I don't know.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Born on the 4th of July.
Is that right?
He's taking a shot.
I believe so. It's one of those little nuggets that's kind of stuck in here.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
anything in that head.
We'll be looking forward to that that article, and of course, if you're a subscriber, you'll get it.
If
you're
not,
shame on you.
1-800-494-PATS.
Right. You should subscribe.
Call now and get the nugget on the connection between Bill Polian and Bill Belichick.
If you're one of our international listeners, you can subscribe to the online only version.
How do you do that?
Go to pfwonline.com.
Nice.
I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all.
So you can subscribe.
We have the other one. Give me back the fillet of fish. Just give me that fish.
God, I hate that commercial.
Love it.
I don't think I ever
one
heard
of the most viral. No, it's old. It went away. But it was one of the most viral for a short period of time, where every radio station was playing it and like laughing about it.
It's unlike me not to know a McDonald's commercial too.
Well,
see, I can take shots at myself.
You're not going to learn anything from commercials about McDonald's that you haven't experienced billions of times. They've only had one customer, Fred. It was Paul a billion times.
I don't eat a lot of McDonald's.
I don't either.
I have eaten in the past a lot of McDonald's, but not that much.
Surprise.
Not that much anymore.
All right, webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. They're showing one of those animal help commercials on TV.
Take them all out.
How can you not be moved by it?
Paul's not. He hates animals.
See these abused animals.
They're like fans. They're stupid.
Just because I don't like animals doesn't mean I want to see them be abused.
You don't like animals?
I'm not a big pet guy.
Well,
but it doesn't mean I want to see them abused,
no,
Fred.
But you don't dislike animals.
To eat.
No. No. It's not a dislike. I have no real use for them, but it's not a dislike.
You kick little puppies when they walk by.
Exactly.
You want to hear the fillet of fish?
No.
Go. I didn't want to hear the schedule yesterday. You're going to hear this.
Give me back that fillet of fish. Give me
it's
that
a fish.
Fish.
Oh, that's that bass on the wall.
Give me
okay.
That fish.
And this is
how would you feel you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
It's the fish.
Okay, that's enough.
Classic.
How old is that commercial?
Last year sometime, I would say.
Never saw it once.
But when it first came
don't
out...
Don't even have a vague recollection.
Every radio show in the morning was playing it and talking about it and how annoying it was, but how catchy it was. And
like, I remember the Nuggets one that Jason played. I don't remember that fillet of fish
I'm into
song,
Nuggets, y'all. I'm into Nuggets, y'all. I'm
I didn't
into Nuggets,
to play it again.
All right, Web Radio.
They advertise with us.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're a partner.
Let's take a break, and Paul's going to go out and get a fillet of fish.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel. Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
I was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got razor-sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game, I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and Internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VCast subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football shaped serving trays.
And now, fun facts from Fred Kirsch.
Well, there's two times to judge a schedule, beginning of the season and at the end of the season. Judging your schedule at the end of the season always comes out more accurate because now you know how good these teams actually were.
And this is the guy who is indispensable.
That was a
fun fact
from Fred Kirsch.
True.
You're right, Fred. I can't argue with you.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. And talking Patriots, we were just talking at the break. What are the big issues with the Patriots right now? What are the hot button or talk radio issues with the Patriots? And right now,
do you want to try to fabricate some?
Well,
a little concerned about injuries piling up?
No.
I'm not either.
I'm not.
That's what, I'm not.
That I don't think short-lived talk radio.
Yeah. Because I honestly
when you
don't
compare
think,
us to the rest of the league, we're not bad.
Well, I think that's accurate, Fred, and refreshing to hear you say it. But I also think the ones that we do have, for the most part, I'm not saying that I'm not belittling anybody, but they're not overly. Julian Edelman's out,
and maybe because
Matt Light's a significant injury. The fact that you're missing two running backs.
Right.
Is significant.
Yeah, but you had five running backs to start and planned on using all five of them.
And maybe because last year it's kind of scary
that you're relying on Maroney. That's my point.
But I think you knew at some point you'd be relying on one of those guys more than you wanted to because the other guys you couldn't rely on for a whole year.
Right.
That's the way it worked last year.
You know, and last year we had the mother of all injuries, and they ended up 11-5. So we're like, okay, Julian Edelman's hurt. We'll weather that storm. It's not a storm. You know?
The only thing I would say is I think you could have the aunt of all injuries if either of the two Welker Moss lingering issues become game missing issues, for an extended period or both for one. I mean, God forbid, if something happens, you know how Bill always says you're one play away?
If
they're two plays away and Welker and Moss get taken off, holy crap.
But what happens if they're missing games in December when they're playing, you know, Houston and...
I still think this offense will be. I mean, again,
they'll probably still win those games.
They might, but I don't know what this offense looks like without Welker and Moss. Just like I didn't know what it looked like without.
Well,
Brady.
We saw what it looked like without Welker. It was Julian Edelman who was.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Though.
It wasn't as good, you know.
Yeah, but Moss and Welker, or an extended Moss, and I'm not just this isn't just making it up. They both have issues that at any point could flare up. We've seen it dabbled here and there.
Yeah, but. I think Paul's point is injuries are not an issue this year, right now.
And I agree with you, right now.
Yeah.
They have a couple that they've dealt with. I thought Mayo's earlier was.
But that's football. That's every team in the NFL.
But the thing that to me is not worrisome is they haven't had those significant guys going down for the year.
Right.
You know, they didn't lose.
Mayo.
You brought up Houston, right? But they just lost Owen Daniels for the year.
Right.
He's arguably
most productive
tight
end in the league.
He's like their second or third
best
player.
He's like
a half
step better than Watson.
You know?
Quarter step.
And that's a big injury for that offense right now.
Yeah.
The Patriots have they lost Fred Taylor, but, they hope to get him back. Sammy Morris.
Gerard
Matt
Mayo.
Light,
that
Gerard
could have
been
Mayo. A lot worse than it was.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if Gerard Mayo was just out for the whole year, I think as time wore on, you would have seen the impact of that injury as Guyton starts getting nicked up and as, Pierre Woods and some of the guys that are playing with no Mayo there. But now Mayo's back and...
Yeah.
You know, I think the Matt Light injury, I'd like to see Matt Light back this particular week because I don't like the idea of a rookie on one side and Nick Cashier on the other with those guys coming off the edge. I think, by the way, this might be a low production game for your tight ends, Freddie.
Okay.
I think they'll be stapled to the side of the tackles.
But I forget who it was on the radio who's supposed to be an expert yesterday saying, the Patriots linebackers are one injury away from really losing their depth. Well, every unit is on the Patriots and in other teams.
The worst part is that idiot said, running back's fine, but linebacker is one injury away from being a problem. And I'm thinking,
ask who the idiot was?
Rob Bradford.
You're making my point.
Yeah. But, what if another guy goes down
and
running?
No one wants to talk to me about these jobs.
All the units, no unit. I've said this before. There's no team in the NFL that is that deep. that can afford to lose key players. And, you know, Patriots are included in that, you know, and it goes to every unit. You know, very few teams have one unit that's just so deep they can weather, you know, even, you know, just two injuries.
Yeah, but like Miami lost Will Allen for the year. That's a huge injury when you have to plug in two rookies now, you know, at corner.
Right.
With Vontae Davis and Sean Smith.
That's
a big-time injury.
Look at Tennessee's secondary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they were missing three guys the day the Patriots played them. Three out of the four starters.
That's an injury problem.
Yeah.
you know?
And if those guys are out for the year, like two of those guys that were out for Tennessee that day, Fuller and Nick Harper, had broken arms. I mean, they were probably going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks or some, you know, or whatever. Although,
oh my God,
I want to throw
broken.
This out there. You know, this is the irresponsible show that we've become, PFW in progress. Julian Edelman doesn't appear to have anything on his arm. Now, he's had a lot of sweatshirts on, so that he could have it wrapped with some kind of a cast underneath.
Right.
But he seems to be walking. It doesn't look like I'm not saying he's coming back Sunday because I don't think that'll happen. But
I love dicks.
I don't think he's going to be out for a month.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he might be the bye was good because that's a cheap week that you got a recovery he didn't miss a game. So I don't think he'll be out that much longer.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to see Sammy Morris and Fred Taylor come back because you know, I
just hate I'm squirrely relying on Lawrence Maroney to stay healthy.
No, there's a history there of him not being able to do that. So
and if they want to be balanced the way they're talking about, then maybe he gets more carries and more of an opportunity to get dinged up.
You know, right now it's Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Lawrence Maroney, and Kevin Falk. You know,
maybe it'd be good for him though. Get a little something dinged up, and Bill says no. I don't have anybody else. Get back in there.
And that's the best he ever hit. His best stretch as a Patriots running back was when he was the man. And
maybe he needs that. Kick in the pants.
In the month of December.
No, your thigh is sore. Get your ass back out there, and the ball's coming in your hands.
In the month of December and into January of 07, you know, into 08, that was the best stretch that he played. That I think it was 400-yard games in 6 weeks and getting 20-plus carries every game. I'm sure he was dinged up then. Mm. You know, I mean, you just have to be as a running back. Getting that many carries.
Yep. All right. So.
All right.
We can't say that injuries are a talk radio story with the Patriots right now. Edgerrin James got released just yesterday, I think. He's out there. Got a couple emails. Should the Patriots look at Edgerrin James?
I don't think so.
You know,
I think Edgerrin James has been done for 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of leans forward and falls down before anyone hits him.
Plus, I don't think he's a great guy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I really don't care about that. But
I do if you're bringing a role player in.
Coming over to dinner at your house? Or?
No, I mean within the confines of a football team.
We're not bringing a role player in.
You want me to give you an example?
What?
I'll give you an example, Fred. He was on a Super Bowl team last year and was bitching about his carries.
Right.
That's what he's talking about.
You mean like being on a Super Bowl team and talking about free agency the next year?
No.
Was he bitching about his playing time?
No, he's bitching about something else.
He wasn't bitching about anything.
He was very excited to be becoming a free agent.
All right. Not what we're looking for. Anyway, so.
That's what Bill was looking for because he was falling all over himself to get him re-signed.
You know, you can't, you know, guys that are out there, there's not really anyone out there that, you know, we're all clamoring for the Patriots to pick up.
You should
up.
Say Chris Chambers was claimed, by the way.
Chris Chambers was claimed by the Chiefs. Any surprise that, you know, Pioli picked him up?
No, he's got plenty of cap room, a lack of receivers. Why not?
Yeah.
It's a good move. You got Bo. If Chambers pans out, Bo and Chambers, you know.
You might be looking long term.
Right.
Why not?
So you wait to see how he does, and then maybe at the end of the season you
get
offer
a jump start
him
a,
you know,
on him.
Little,
yeah, I don't know how many years he has left in that deal, do you know?
I don't either. But you obviously had an advantage. You gave him a chance, you paid him, and you give him 6 months, even if the contract's up. He might be looking to come back and build something.
Yeah.
Strange guy, Chambers. I'm telling you, there's a story there.
Yeah. Well, he said that he felt that he was released more for off-field stuff, and he talked about a girl that he's seeing and some kind of trouble that she's been causing, but he felt that he kept it separate from his playing and it didn't affect his play. I don't know the details, but
that wouldn't seem to make a lot of sense on a lot of levels. I mean, it's the same team that had Tila Tequila and Sean Merriman going at it in the media and on Twitter, and Merriman having a bad year going into a free agent year and the GM looking to shake things up. Could you have shaken him up any more during that whole turmoil than just cut Sean Merriman?
Right.
I think part of it is he's not the player he was. part of it is he didn't handle his demotion very well and was apparently a bit of a whatever, diva, problem child. And then maybe a third part of it is whatever this girlfriend is. But he's a disappointment.
All right, so there really aren't any hot-button issues surrounding the Patriots right now.
Adalis Thomas, was he on the injury report yesterday? Did we get an injury report yesterday?
No, today's Wednesday.
The first day that they have to do that.
Because I want to know if he missed time yesterday with not injury-related.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think he was on the list of people who weren't there, but I'm not.
No, he was. Yeah, he was
didn't
not out
he didn't practice, but.
And he missed time in the past, not injury-related.
Not injury-related. We'll see what that is.
And that led up to him being benched. Or couched.
I wonder if he's got something going on. I don't know. Who knows?
He walked through the locker room today, didn't talk, but it was kind of weird. Like, he walked through the middle of a bunch of us and he was like, hey, guys. And he just, like, kept walking. It was kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he is really disillusioned, for lack of a better
out
word.
A little bit?
I don't want to say that, but I think you might not be far off.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what some of our listeners have to say.
He's sure to me.
Cormac writes in.
Drunk. I mean, hi, Cormac.
Well, you met Cormac, right?
Yes, he took a photo of Eric, in which Eric looks drunk.
Well, he just sent me the picture, and Eric looks like he is, like,
doesn't he?
A coma.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
And we know he's not, because he doesn't. He sips his beer.
Right.
The one beer he has.
Yeah, Andy and I have, like, three for every half of one he has.
Which is fine. I got no problem with it. But in that photo, it looks like he's Paul Perillo.
Anyway, he says, so firstly, I noticed something interesting in the Pats-Bucks game. Game day program. It was an interview with Merriweather. In it, he states, I love to deliver the big hit. A big hit can change the whole complexion of the game. It can make a quarterback scared to throw to his receiver, and it can make a receiver afraid to run his routes. A big hit can really spark a team. Perhaps this explains Merriweather's inability to do a proper wrap-up tackle. It's not a physical thing. It's a state of his mentality.
Yep.
He just doesn't want to tackle properly. He's aiming for a big whack of a hit. This worries me. As before, I put it down to his inability to tackle with his arms. Now I know he just doesn't want to. I'm still not sold on his being a future Pro Bowl safety. I don't think his level of maturity is on a par with, say, Mayo, who one can see is a natural-born leader. Obviously, people like Reed and Dawkins have been around the block and have a level of maturity. Merriweather could not, but I just get a feeling he'll never get there. Hey, call me drunk if you like.
I did, but I agree with that 100%. That comes from a piece in which he discussed, I believe it's like the big hit or the big stick was his nickname, and he was bringing the big stick back. It's time to unveil it. And it goes back even further to that whole Vince Wilfork story when he saw Merriweather's highlight tape while Vince was at Miami and he was hitting people in high school under the benches and they were blowing all over the field. His physical ability no longer matches his mental.
Yeah.
He thinks he's something he isn't. And I don't know if you can change that. I don't know if successfully. He doesn't seem willing. I mean, he had that taunting penalty where he said, I'm going to be myself out there and I got to keep doing what I'm doing. That's having fun and smiling and yelling.
Right.
And
right.
He's got a little Ellis Hobbs in him. Not, here's my weakness, I'll fix it. You tell me what to do. It's
smile and yell.
I'll show you it's
can't
not a
do
weakness.
It after a tackle hovering over the guy. He just can't do that.
I think he's stubborn. Stupidly stubborn. Yeah. Or stubbornly stupid. One or the other.
Secondly, Connor from Dublin was talking to you a bit about what sports are get played in Ireland. To be honest, it breaks down more to where you go to school than anything else. Maybe things have changed in the last 10 years, but most schools in Dublin have rugby and field hockey teams and not soccer. You need to join a team outside of school to play soccer. Obviously, schools also offer Gaelic, just for you, Andy, but mostly in the rural areas.
Lesbians.
And Fred, will you tell Connor he needs to join up to the only Irish Patriots website, PattyPatriots.com, if he hasn't already done so. That's the Irish Patriots fan club. Finally, I hope you enjoy the attached picture of Paul. We just saw that. I'm sorry there's no Fred, as he was working his ass off, and no Andy, as he was hiding in his corner sipping water through a straw.
Right, behind the velvet ropes in the VIP area.
Why are you so short again in there?
I told the GM not to have a VIP area. I didn't think we needed it.
I agree you didn't need it.
Yeah.
Because we were with John Smith as the only ones in there. But they wouldn't let us in as the only VIPs. We had to fight our way through.
Who was stopping you?
I don't know, some girl.
Oh.
The wait staff. So you came over and told them to let us in.
Don't you know who they are? No, no, we don't.
never heard of them.
Let's see. Josh writes in anticipation of the upcoming game against the Saints in a few weeks, I watched Monday Night Football recently to get my first look this year at the Saints versus a recent Patriots opponent. I like what I saw for the most part. Sure, the Saints won the game, but they were a little sloppy at times against a team the Patriots were able to control well pretty early in the season. The one thing I did see that surprised me was the amount of pressure they were able to put on Ryan. Is the Atlanta O-line a little suspect? I know the left tackle is only in his second year, but I thought he was supposed to be a pretty high draft pick.
First-round pick.
I was not able to watch the Atlanta-New England game earlier this year down here in Virginia. What kind of pressure did we bring on Ryan? I saw plenty of good pressure in the Baltimore-New England game, but don't remember hearing much about the pass rush in the Atlanta game. Anyway, it was the one thing that surprised me a little on Monday night. I know the New Orleans secondary had improved in the offseason, but was a little surprised at how quickly their D-line and linebackers were in the backfield much of the night. Ryan looked like crap, by the way. He seemed rattled quickly and often ran into the defense rather than using his feet to get a little more time.
Part of that is Greg Williams. I mean, that's what he does. He's a pressure guy. He's coming after you.
He's the coordinator.
From different angles.
Yeah. And they are... That's what they do. The one thing that defense does very well is they pressure the passer. But I overall, I would agree with John. The Saints didn't play very well Monday night. That was a very sloppy win for them. And Atlanta made critical mistakes that cost them the game. You know, most notably the pick at the end of the first half, which created a 14-point swing.
Right.
But Atlanta does have a pretty good offensive line, by the way. Sam Baker is a pretty good player. That's the guy, the tackle that they're talking about. But New Orleans can get after the passer a little bit. I just don't think their defense is that good. I think we talked about this yesterday. They live off of creating turnovers, and I think that the better defenses force punts, not turnovers. If you get turnovers, that's great, but all of a sudden if you can't get a turnover, you can't get off the field. And I think that's what will happen in New Orleans. If they're not creating turnovers, the other team's going to score.
Also, did you guys hear the discussion the guys in the booth were having about the Saints' mouth guards? Something about how they align the head and spine better, resulting in a significant increase in flexibility. I haven't heard of those. I guess the guys in the booth put it to the test by submitting to flexibility testing with and without it. They confirmed the results were significantly improved with the mouth guard in.
Never heard anything like
I've never...
Oh, yeah. No, there's a mouth guard that is supposed to be not preventing concussions, but definitely better for that.
Oh, well, this is flexibility.
Well,
this
I think that's
a guy
what it's
is
all
more
part
flexible
of.
Because he has a mouthpiece
I
in?
Think that's what it's
I've
all
I've heard of the local guy
to.
Who's cut... It's around here. It's a dentist around here who invented it.
Yeah.
But I've never heard anything like that. It's flexibility testing and you can...
Because of a mouth guard.
An announcer can put it in and immediately be more flexible.
Huh.
Sounds like a bunch of bunk to me.
I don't know. Paul in London.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I have heard that.
Paul in London writes in, "Hey guys, and Sam in Chicago." Sam stirred the pot.
She made quite an impact.
Yes, she did.
Do we have any Sam in Chicago emails? Kind of clarifying the
no, we don't
situation.
Scared her away.
Mystery.
She's busy today.
We're making it a mystery. Sexier that way.
Long time no speak, but was nice to see you at the flag football game, even though I didn't really talk to you, but had a couple of conversations with Brian Lowe, as well as a couple of the Pats cheerleaders who were sitting near me in Wembley. As
Creep.
A quick aside, the blonde-haired cheerleader who came over, she was stunning.
That's why she's a cheerleader.
A few observations. I can see why Eric is such a good artist photographer. If he puts as much effort into taking photos of nude models as he did for the photos of the game, he'd be working for Playboy. And where can I get a Scalavino.com cap?
I have no formal artistic training.
I'm sure Eric can get you a cap.
I was going to say maybe Scalavino.com.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the only place you could get it.
Two, following from the above, what
why
is the point
want?
In Keith Nordstrom? Eric produces pictures as good as him. Get rid of Nordstrom, and Fred gets extra money to share among you guys.
Who's this?
Paul in London.
I'm okay with extra money to be shared amongst us.
Three, it wouldn't be much. Three, when Andy appeared...
More than zero is good with me.
When Andy appeared on the BBC News, my mom and dad both asked if he was the gay one.
Hey! Go screw yourself, mom and dad.
Must have just been the way you looked. But I did defend you and said that there were no gays in the show apart from Eric. It doesn't really matter who's what.
No.
For Andy. Did
Fred.
You,
doesn't really matter.
Did you? Well, I don't want to get in trouble like, who was that recently?
You know, see now.
What are you talking about?
In the NFL in the locker room yelled at
Oh, Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh. Andy, did you get the Rory the racing car toy that you wanted? I did my best for you.
I did. Hamleys. I left the party at the sports cafe, walked over to Hamleys. They had a nice little section. I got a couple different Rory the racing car toys.
I missed Hamleys. Did they have a magic section?
Probably. They had five
floors. Do you like magic?
I love magic.
Really?
Yeah. Do you?
So obviously not, based on the tone.
Not really.
I can see you with a hat, pulling a rabbit out of it and a wand.
I just want to
see my wand.
I was just surprised. That.
Oh, I love magic tricks. I've always been fascinated.
Do you do them or you watch
I have a couple that, you know.
Yeah, I take that.
Smells like an off-season show to me.
I take that back. I'm not surprised.
I don't you
like
magic tricks?
I'm not a huge magic guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Just get a saw.
What's that?
Could you saw Eric in half?
He would be the dainty sidekick.
He'd need two saws for that nose.
Who's your favorite magician?
I don't know.
Now, do you consider, what was that guy, Chris Angel, who does like the really whacked out stuff?
Yeah.
Do you consider that magic, or are you
like
old
David
school?
Blaine.
David Blaine.
David Blaine is not magic. He sits in a piece of ice.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Have you seen?
I don't get how that's magic. He just sits in a piece of ice.
No, those are stunts.
Yeah, he's good on the sidewalk thing.
Have you ever seen the stuff he does on the sidewalk?
Yes, but why is the show about something stupid? The main part of the show is David Blaine sits in ice, and the best parts are the little pieces in between on the sidewalk.
Right.
I'd rather just see him do that the whole time.
Right.
Why do I want to see him sit in a block of ice?
Wow, Andy's awfully angry.
I hate him. In that, Fred's right. The in-between stuff is the good stuff. But like that Chris Angel guy does a lot of like big stunts where it's elaborate, and then like he puts himself through like a wood chipper.
Right.
And then everybody's like, oh my God, and they're looking at it, and he comes up and taps the guy on the shoulder and says, what happened? But like actual like blood and guts comes out. And
right.
It's kind of cool. Modern day type.
But those
stuff.
Those are illusionists. That's a good way of putting it.
So you like old school magic.
I like the manipulation. You know, like you're looking right at it, and it's like, how the hell did you do that?
It's all about distraction,
you know? It is distraction and setting people up, and
So, what are your tricks?
I have the little one where.
I have the little one.
Oh yeah,
what she said.
It's like a little metal canister, and the quarters go through it, and I can do little things with that. And I have another one. It's called soda and water. It's you know, I can make coins, you know, appear and disappear.
See, now Doc has to cut that up. So it starts off with, I have the little one.
In the
And I can do little things with that.
And, of course, there's the old balls and cups.
keep going.
Bop.
You know, and then I have my wand.
Yeah. The little one.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Quickly onto the Patriots
before
I get blown up
PFW
by Doc.
Party?
This is still Paul. Brandon Tate, can he be our third receiver this year? He's already become one of my favorite Patriots. There just seemed to be a spark to him pregame and warm-ups when he was out on the field and always seemed to be moving around the sidelines. Well, it was hard to get to the bathroom from the field.
It was also his NFL debut, which
I think,
I'm guessing he had a little extra energy pumping
through. He even admitted that. He had butterflies.
I think he's got a shot to be a real contributor down the stretch. I do. Because they have the need for it. They have someone's going to have to step up.
They're going to rally.
Over under Wildcat TDs this week. I assume he means by the Dolphins 1.5.
Under.
More catches, Tate or Aiken this week?
Tate.
More catches, Tate. Okay. Amount of plays before Joey Porter gets a personal foul penalty 1.5.
Over.
Oh, I'll go with the over. It'll be more like 58 when the outcome is decided.
Well, sometimes he
that's
gets
when
them
the personal
before the
foul
game
comes.
When it's
42-6,
that's
a good point, Freddie. He does have to. He has to lead the league in pregame personal fouls.
Right. Finally, what did Julian Edelman wear on Halloween? A blank version of whatever Wes Welker wearing.
Wow, you actually showed restraint.
Yeah.
What version?
Good job.
Blank.
A blankier version of whatever Wes Welker was wearing.
Suckier?
Rhymes with fit.
You know, poopier.
Oh.
So we don't know what Julian Edelman wore on Halloween, nor do we care. Oh, pictures and videos from Wembley are on PFWinProgress.com forums, nice. Including the Watson TD up close on video. And stick me down in the lunch queue as well, November 18th, if available. Being my birthday, I'll provide for you all. So whoa. Paul's buying us things on his birthday.
Love it.
That's nice.
So. I like how they work things over there in Europe.
Sorry, John Rook lovers.
Harry writes in, yesterday the Seahawks released Edgerrin James. I'm wondering if Fred Taylor and Sammy Morris are going to be out much longer. Do you think the edge might also be a good pickup for the Patriots to add depth to the running game? No. And then the next one is even more of a no. Looking ahead to next season, do you think the Patriots might take a look at Maurice Clarett, who's supposed to be getting released from prison in the spring? He was great before he got into trouble. He's still pretty young and hopefully learned his lesson.
Great up until he had that Uzi and a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, we don't know he's learned his lesson. We just know he's getting released from jail.
And he also wasn't great in the NFL. No. He was a third or fourth round pick and got cut, right? So.
Right.
No.
He was former PFW intern Kyle Posady's favorite all-time Bronco.
Alejandro writes in from Bogota.
Bogota.
It's nice that you don't call it Pagoda anymore.
Pagoda. Hello, Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric. Thank a lot, Fred. Thank you very much. Thank you for Tuesday's show. 2 full hours of football without talking about that unbearable bearded guy who is now in his 40s. Who's that?
I don't have a beard.
Who's he talking about?
You are unbearable and in your 40s.
Well, oh, he says, of course. I have to scroll down. Of course I'm talking about Tom Cable. Not to pile on him, but don't you think he looks just like John Goodman, character in The Big Lebowski, especially when he smashes a car with a crowbar while repeatedly shouting, this is what happens when you F a stranger in the A.
F a stranger in the A.
Count me among those surprised by the double-digit number. I really don't expect this game to be a blowout.
I do.
So what happens first in the game? One, a 10-point lead for the Patriots?
Yes.
A new wrinkle in the single wing? Jason Taylor makes a mockery out of Matt Light? Or Joey Porter gets ejected for stupidity?
10-point lead for the Patriots.
I'm going to say new wrinkle to the single wing, followed shortly by
10-point lead for the Patriots. Okay, I can live with that.
Okay. All right. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We'll be right. Phone number. We'll be right back.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun and back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football. 3 Super Bowl championships. Endless memories.
It's good! It's good!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehallatpatriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Patriots, PFW in progress.
PFW in progress on Patriots.com. With Jake Steele, portly Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino, and Andy the Idiot Hart. Online and out of bounds at Patriots.com.
All right, back here in PFW in progress.
We've lost the fat man and we're running lean.
Paul has gone to the big show. So, you know, I say this every time, but really, at 2 o'clock, you should call the big show and just, you know, give Paul a hard time.
Yeah, Craig,
you
call him.
Call anyway,
you know, give Paul a hard time.
Big Al in Georgia, give him a call.
You know, mention PFW in progress. You know, on EEI, that would be great. That would be good stuff.
And it won't happen just like every time you ask.
But you can do it. I'm inviting everyone to do that.
Conference call. Do not pick up. Use your cell phone.
All right, webradiopatriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We talked earlier about Bill Polian wondering where he went to college. Walter in Cambridge writes in. He says he graduated from New York University, NYU.
Oh, NYU.
He enjoyed Buffalo, Polian said, even though he spent his early years in New York. He grew up in the Bronx where he attended Mount St. Michael's Academy and graduated from NYU. He was a local fixture as a referee in the Catholic High School Athletic Association and an assistant football coach at Manhattan College, the Merchant Marine Academy in Kings Point, Long Island, and Columbia University.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really a New York boy.
Yeah, I'd seen all that other information, just not the NYU reference, which, well done. Thank you, whoever that was.
Walter in Cambridge, right?
Freddie, percent chance that the Saints and Colts blow the Patriots out of the water. And by I don't necessarily mean by scoreboard. I mean we find out this defense is a total fraud and both of those teams put up like 45 points.
Like
Brady and company may score 30, 35, but you get the impression that just defensively you get blown out of the water.
I don't think so. I think that I don't think that will happen because Bill will make adjustments. When he sees, you know, they're really attacking this certain area, they'll make adjustments.
Okay. I agree. I think it's a low percentage because I think there's some talent in the pass defense.
Yeah. No, I think that
I'm more worried about the lack of a rush and these guys, Breeze and Manning, are too comfortable, too much time, they find holes. But I still think it's going to be competitive at least.
When you, aside from having a shutdown corner like Asante Samuel or Ty Law, which the Patriots have obviously had over the last decade, if you look at the overall unit, it's as deep as it's been, you know, this decade.
I think I would agree with that.
You know, they just don't have that shutdown guy right now.
I think
so. They have to rely on the team.
I like, and I mean, we talked about it all offseason. We thought there was talent there. It might take a while to come together.
Yeah.
I think it may have come together a little quicker than we
thought.
I
think the only surprise that I've had, you know, on the negative side would be Springs. But, you know, he had the injury, had a slow start out of training camp. You know, I expected him to be, you know, one of the starters, you know, with either Bodden or Will Height. But it turns out to be, you know, Bodden and Will Height instead of Springs. And Springs now is almost the fourth guy off the bench sometimes.
He's kind of where I expected him to be as
really?
A reserve. Yeah. Maybe he play a little bit bigger role as a reserve. But I thought Will Height and Bodden were starters from day one. McGowan, obviously, has been the pleasant
surprise. Well,
he's
surprise a
surprise.
On the
other
on
direction.
The positive
right.
side, right.
And maybe had he not you know, developed, maybe Springs would be playing more as a safety slash corner, fifth DB type thing.
Butler's been okay. you know, nothing great. He's had some good plays and some bad plays, but positive, you know, overall. And I think Chung is starting to get on the field a little bit more.
Certainly his last game was. We'll see if that was simply related to the Bucks, or if he's getting into that point in the season where, like Merriweather as a rookie, didn't play at all basically early on and then kind of started to see some action late in the year.
So Paul's off to the big show. Eric will be here soon, right, with practice?
God, I hope so.
Because he'll have the first look at who was out on the field?
I do. I miss him greatly.
Well, a lot of people want to talk to Eric.
He's my pal.
Strippers wants to know if the Patriots will kick Tegin.
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
And if he burns you once, do you do it again?
I don't know.
Remember the game? It was the game that Rodney Harrison got hurt at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And Pac-Man Jones was just – and they after twice, they said, you know what, we're not kicking to him anymore.
Yeah. Obviously, he had a great game last week, but they haven't been great all year. They're not consistently great at kick returns. Right. So I would take my chances. Bill talked about it in the press conference a little bit with Gostkowski's strong leg is both good and bad because if it's a touchback, it's great. It's the best coverage you can have. But if it's right about at the goal line, it gives the return time to set up. It's kind of where they're planning on it being from.
Right.
Gives the returner to see the field, the guys, the timing, the blocks, everything. So it'll be interesting. I personally would kick to him. I think the coverage has been okay, and they have a challenge. Step up to it.
Let's see. Jay writes in. He says, I'm Jay the Jags fan. First of all,
sorry.
Andy, stop trying to move my team. I know I'm in England and could see them more often, but I have a tattoo on my arm of the Jags logo that says Jacksonville, not freaking London. Fred, dude, stop telling us what Eric is wearing. I personally really don't care if he's wearing a V-neck or a crew neck, damn it. And, oh, Christ, Joey Porter is calling in. I got to stay around to hear that. Well, he's not calling in this show, but he'll be calling in to the media, and we'll have that on Patriots.com.
So that doesn't appear live anywhere?
Well, Doc, will you have Joey Porter on Playbook?
Live to tape or live?
Not live, but it'll be live to tape probably in the second hour, so sometime around 3.
So if he swears, it'll be edited
out. So between 3 and 4, if you're listening to Playbook, they'll play the Joey Porter phone conference.
I bet you he'll be very respectful.
Anyway, I don't want to end this on a negative, so I'll compliment you all. Fantastic show yesterday. Love the random arguments. And shop talk sucks. Yet I still listen to hear Miss Acra.
Cherry pie?
Oh, you found it.
We should get Sam in Chicago.
Take care, guys,
to call
and good
in.
Luck against the fish.
Sam in Chicago, call in on Shop Talk, and listenership will quadruple. Hot on hot.
They have a guest on Shop Talk
It'll
today.
Change from Shop Talk to something else talk.
What's the something else?
No, but by the way,
Rhymes
Shop Talk
rock.
Is at 4 o'clock today. Any guests?
Somebody from Reebok.
Somebody
will be coming
from
in.
Reebok.
I haven't been given the name.
No. This is our rep from Reebok. Yeah. I hear this guy is a real good guest. He's very funny.
He's got to be better than Flanders.
Yeah, he's got a well.
Why Flanders bombed?
He just sits there with his arms crossed. You ask him a question, he goes yes.
Really?
No.
He's not comfortable.
Oh, it's the most awkward thing to watch. I can only imagine what it's like to listen to.
See, that's too bad because when Flanders is. You know, making his rounds in the office, you know, he's very animated.
Flanders
yeah, but he's
is the only useless person here.
A little bit off color and inappropriate.
Off color.
But he could do that on the radio.
I'm not sure he wants to.
He's afraid of getting in trouble.
Yes. Yeah. Or afraid of just coming off
He should listen to this show and then he'll be fine.
That's true. Or but, just, I guarantee you, if we got him on this show, we would pull him out of his little
but,
show.
You know, I went in there yesterday, into the pro shop, looking for some of the legacy stuff. Like, they have the dark blue pullover hoodie, you know,
sold out.
It's unbelievable, and the double talk that you get when you ask, "Are you getting any more?" It's like you don't even know what they said. It's like this and the Reebok and overseas and inventory and you know,
gotta go.
I have no idea
but
if
on,
they'll ever get any more.
They probably won't. But on Shop Talk, Jim Scollins mentioned that there was a limited quantity of those. They got a second shipment in after we played Denver.
Yeah,
and a special announcement went out to all the people who follow the Pro Shop on Twitter and on Facebook that a limited number were on the website right now. If you ordered, you'd get one.
And they're all gone now? But this is what I don't understand, okay? They make this stuff and they call it sideline apparel. It's the legacy sideline
right.
apparel. The idea is All the coaches are going to wear it. You're going to see it on TV, and you're going to want
except it. Except
Bill. Okay? So it works. Everybody sees that they want it, and they don't have enough. I don't understand.
They had to do a special second and third order of that hat with the pom-pom on the top.
Well, that one, that's ridiculous.
But Bill wore it in Denver, and everybody wanted it. Yeah. It's the only legacy stuff he's worn all season.
How do you not have enough of the legacy stuff?
You and I have really swapped sides on this because I don't think the Pro Shop could be any more impressive right now. I love it. Every time I go in there, they have more stuff and exactly what I need.
If I'm the NFL...
I think it is the go-to place in Patriot Place.
I have it in white. As soon as one team starts selling it, I start dyeing them that color, stitching on what I need to stitch, and sending them out. I mean, they're turning away business.
But they also don't want... I mean, they want to avoid being caught with 8,000 boxes
so
of some ugly something that didn't sell, that they have to ship to Somalia later.
I could have told you at the beginning of the season, oh, this is going to sell. People love that kind
of
thing.
Maybe you should email Shop Talk.
Yeah.
It was
call in, 508-543-7482.
It's a really, I don't know if people know what I'm talking about. It's a heavyweight blue hoodie. Really nice looking. You know?
And you bought a large and it didn't fit, right?
No. That was a little jacket I bought because they didn't have what I wanted.
Why would you get that sweatshirt? You have to pull it over your head.
I didn't get it. They didn't have any.
Why would you have wanted it?
Well, if I'm working in the yard for an extended period of time, it's a good thing to have on.
So once a year, he needs a hooded sweatshirt.
What do you mean once a year? I have to rake leaves. I have to do all
kinds of things. No, you don't. You don't rake leaves. We know that.
What do you mean?
You have the vacuum.
No, but at some point, you have to rake them out of the garden. Then I go over it with the vacuum. Or I use the blower.
So you suck in,
but
blow?
My point is, at the beginning of the season, I could have told you by looking at that hoodie.
Serve and volley.
You know, you look at that hoodie, this is going to sell. This is a good product.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's some things over the years that you would have said that about that didn't.
No.
Patriots United?
No, that's sold. It sold...
That's what they wanted to avoid, is moving cases and cases of merchandise.
That did very well for a sports book, according to your numbers.
For a sports book by the Patriots about their first
according
Super Bowl
to your numbers. That did very well.
Did it?
Yeah.
How many?
Initially, we sold about 15,000.
So it did do very well.
You know? So.
Okay, you're right. How many did you order? 2 million?
No, I had 60,000 printed.
It was on the Boston Globe
bestsellers.
But it's
all profit. It was all, what?
Was it on the Boston Globe bestsellers list?
It was on Amazon for a little bit. But that you can make that fluctuate like in a day. It's weird how that works. You know? It's by rising and falling. You know? So if all of a sudden something hits, it gets high really quickly, and then it can drop very quickly as well. So.
Then that's when they smoke it.
You getting an e-reader for Christmas?
I don't know.
There's
yet.
A
I'm
lot of new
sold.
Ones coming out.
Are there?
Yeah.
And what are the best ones?
Well, Barnes & Noble has a couple coming out. One's called the Q.
Just the letter or Qui-Wi?
Q-U-E. Ooh. But it's pronounced Q. And
Q-U-E-U-E?
No, just Q-U-E.
Well, that's K.
I know it is, and they're making fun of them for that. But there's
the real Q is spelled with an extra
U. Yeah, there's
UE.
Another one from Plastic Logic, I think, or so. I don't know. I forget the name of the company, but it's got a dual screen, not next to each other, but it's got a top screen, and then it's got that is the e-ink, you know, but then it's got an LCD screen on the bottom if you need to do stuff on the internet. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait a little bit longer and kind of let it all shake down and figure out which one is going to be the best one. And so I think I'm going the iPod, the new iPod, the Nano with the video camera and pedometer stuff.
Kevin from High Point, North Carolina writes in, I know it's really early to talk about the draft, but I'm home recovering from a vasectomy.
Oh.
And I'm pretty bored.
Oh.
I wonder if this was a mandated vasectomy, you know, some of our listeners. Anyway, I was wondering if the Patriots managed...
If you were dating a man, why would you need a vasectomy?
I was wondering if the Patriots man... I didn't say anything about that.
You asked if it was a mandated...
Oh, jeez.
He's so easily confused.
I was wondering if the Patriots managed to draft an athlete like Tim Tebow. How do you envision Bill using his talents? The possibilities seem to be almost endless. I'll keep listening while I ice down the boys.
I thought they had made that so that it was like a pain-free laser, like, easy procedure.
I don't know. But yeah, it's reversible now for men.
Really?
Yeah, once you get it, you can reverse that
un-get
procedure.
It?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This day and age, it's probably necessity. But Tim Tebow, I have no idea how they'd use him. That's the great question, not for the Patriots, for anybody.
Yeah.
Is he, well, first of all, he's going to be a first-round pick. But is he a quarterback? Is he a wildcat quarterback? Is he a running back? Is he, Lord only knows. I think he has a lot of talent, so he may succeed in a variety of roles. But is he going to have one role that would make him worthy of a first-round pick?
If you make him a, if you make him your quarterback, do you have to redo your whole offense and make it Tim Tebow's offense?
I would.
And if that's the case,
to what, some degree,
you know, that's pretty tough.
Well, yeah. I mean, you, he is a great potential slash problem, I guess, a great problem to have. He's very talented. He's going to help somebody win some games, I think. But he's going to challenge you as a coach to put him in position to help you.
Don't you think that he would then be a good fit for Tennessee, because they had a playbook for Vince Young, and this guy,
but I
know,
think with Vince Young they've tried to run an offense, and when it breaks down he runs. I don't think they've tried to tailor a ton of it to Vince Young. So I'm not so sure. Now obviously the
but
Miami,
they'll be in the
thing,
running with their record, they'll be able to
certainly certainly. I mean, Cleveland, do they need a quarterback? St. Louis, do they need a quarterback? Is he a quarterback? He is going to be maybe the most interesting draft pick of who knows how far back. I mean, what is he? How valuable is he? Where do you play him? The questions don't start or end in the draft for him.
No, that'll be fascinating.
And it'll instantly, people will, you know, if the Browns take him, okay, so he's their quarterback or a team like that. But what if, you know, suddenly in the middle of the first round, some, you know, a team like the Patriots that have, you know, the Eagles take them. They're willing to play with stuff. The Eagles take them, or the Steelers suddenly swoop in and draft them as a slasher.
Well,
you
know,
it's going to be very interesting.
It is early to talk about it, but this draft, the whole thing will be the best from a spectator standpoint we've ever had, because a lot of factors, the early start for the first round, Thursday night.
I'm not sure that makes it the best for a spectator.
Well, I just think, you know, you're going to have all this build up now to Friday and, you know, after the first round. So I think that's going to be interesting. I think, like what Paul said, a lot of the young juniors will come out thinking that next year with the new CBA, they're going to have a rookie cap. So, you know, anybody that thinks that they can get drafted in the top 15 is going to come out, you know? So, because even if they do a rookie cap, it's not going to affect second round guys, and it's not going to affect the bottom of the first round.
Right, and well, those guys aren't the problem. There's a
it's
big drop off.
It's only going to affect the top 10, really.
Probably,
you know. So, and there's only so many guys that are top 10 eligible.
But if you take guys that from 2 years that both think they're top 10 eligible, now you have 15 players that think they're top 10 eligible, and there's only 10 slots. But I think, as I said yesterday, I think that's going to make it a very difficult draft for evaluators. I think
although,
there's going to be young players with upside who aren't proven. You're drafting as much potential as ever with all these guys coming out a year early. I think it's going to be a tough draft to be picking.
Although, if you are a junior and you don't think you're top 10 eligible, it might be better to sit out. Because with all those guys going in now, next year, even with a cap, I'm assuming top 10 guys will make pretty good money. I, you know, whereas I might have been 23, maybe I'd be 13.
Sure.
You know, so
there'll be a lot to think about as players who are on the cusp. If you're great, you're great, you come out. But, yeah, the guys that are on the cusp will have some decisions.
Kevin also says about the procedure, because we questioned it, the procedure itself is pain-free. But about an hour later, it feels like someone just kicked you in the junk. Thank God for good pain meds. Yeah, nobody likes that.
No.
Getting kicked in the junk.
No. That's true.
Let's see. Jason writes.
Oh, God! I skinned my pecker!
What's that from?
My name is Earl.
It happened to me once, you know.
They said that on TV?
Yeah.
I tried to jump a small pine tree and didn't make it over the top.
You skinned your pecker?
So I hit, yes, and it the tree bent over, but then as I hit the ground, it kind of like snapped back up.
Were you nude when you did it?
No, but I had mesh shorts on. I was like in middle school. I was being an idiot, and I tried to jump a pine tree, and it ripped my nuts to hell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God! I skinned my pecker!
Yeah, it was painful. It left a mark. Couldn't shower for like a week because it would just, burn and sting.
Speaking of skinned peckers, Eric's here.
I thought you were saying Peyton Manning.
How you doing, Eric?
He was good till he walked in this door.
Eric has a field jacket on. Is that what they would call that?
Yeah, field coat.
A field coat.
Yep.
And a?
a crew neck gray sweater.
I've been hearing that some of the fans are upset that you keep telling.
Yeah, at least one guy.
One fan doesn't like me talking about your wardrobe.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Anyway, back off the practice field.
Yep. Beautiful day out there, Fred.
Is it?
Perfect autumn day.
I wouldn't know.
Perfect autumn day.
Yeah.
Here in New England.
The leaves are falling. Crisp.
Yep. Blue sky, not a cloud. Not a cloud.
Not a cloud.
There is a little snap in the air.
A little snap in
the air. Yeah, a little crispiness.
If Dad's out raking leaves, go get them. This one's going to be a dandy.
Oh, hey, by the way, we need to this week make reservations for next week for a one Weber Grill.
Oh, Weber Grill, yes.
Have to make reservations for that place?
Oh, yes.
It's like a two-hour wait.
Oh, yes.
Really?
It's tremendous.
Yeah.
You coming with us? Or you
no,
got a thing?
I am flying out the morning of.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Really?
I'm kind of a big deal.
Big timing us, huh?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
So, yeah, Bilo reminded me of that. Just wanted to.
Do you know who I am?
So, good news at the practice field. Same missing as yesterday, with the exception of Adalys Thomas.
No!
He's back.
Who was back.
So I'll never know.
You'll never
know. I wanted to know if he was going to be listed as non-injury related.
Oh, right.
But since they didn't have to have an injury report yesterday.
You won't know.
They won't today. I'll never know.
Yeah. You could ask him.
Maybe Bill just didn't think he was one of the best 53 to practice.
Maybe not.
Well, he's a player rep, right?
No.
No, that's Matt Light.
Oh, I thought Adalys Thomas was now a player rep.
Ooh.
No, the alternates are...
That would be one...
Brady...
That would be one interesting meeting, though, if he is.
Brady is one of the two alternates.
Sure, it's not Thomas?
I'm not sure. I know for a fact Brady is one of the alternates.
Okay.
A little bit of subterfuge out there.
Wow, subterfuge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 20.
I don't think you said it right.
One of the people who was missing yesterday was Jonathan Wilhite, who wears what number?
24.
Correct.
Ty Law was out there?
Well, 24 was out there today.
Uh-oh.
But it was Ty Law.
But it was not Jonathan Wilhite. It was not Ty Law. It was Sean Springs.
Huh.
Wearing number 24.
Not a beanie thing?
No.
Not a,
nope. Wearing
thing?
A blue jersey, number 24. We have
what,
no idea
what
why.
What number was Wilhite? He wasn't out
there. Wilhite was not out there again. And maybe Sean Springs was wearing his jersey.
Maybe it was just one of those stupid things like Rocky Harrison would forget his and just grab a jersey or whatever.
Or, you know, maybe he's paying homage to him in some way that there's an inside joke or something going
that's
on.
That's what I'm going with.
Paying homage.
Just, it was It was
Fred likes to say words differently.
Yes. So that was just
subterfuge.
Something that caught us a little funny.
I bet it's just a silly little story.
Could be a silly little story thing, but just that was of note.
Or Ty Law's coming back.
And we had barely 15 seconds after stretching before we got kicked off the field.
Really?
Yeah.
There is no
messing around.
They made quick work of that.
They did. Yeah, full pads again today, Fred.
Wow.
So, okay. Serious week.
Getting ready for the
Wildcat.
Banging heads.
Yep.
Okay.
Physical mano a mano. Up front challenge.
Yep. So something's going on.
Not really.
24 being worn by Sean
Springs. Don't do the radio thing and blow this up.
Well, something's going on. Why do you
wear it? It's a stupid little hijinks, is my guess.
Sean Springs isn't one to wear another man's number for no reason.
A reference to the great Brian Cox quote.
That's right. So.
Good, Fred.
So we'll see. All right. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's pretty much it.
Practice players of the bye week?
No, don't do that. They don't give away those jerseys during the bye.
We talked earlier about Belichick. Anything that you want to discuss about what Bill Belichick said today or things that you heard in the locker room?
In the locker room, Sam Akin really needs to speak up.
Audibly, you can't hear him. Okay.
But even when you're standing directly next to him, you can't hear him. And some of the TV guys were a little perturbed by that today because they're like, well, it helps you print guys because you can kind of make out what he said and sort of maybe construct your own sentence, but using him on tape is horrendous.
I would tell the TV guys something else.
Yeah.
Why are you going to Sam Akin?
Well, it was desperate. You saw how the locker room's been lately. It's been pretty bad this week, Fred.
He'd be pretty low on my list.
Not a lot of participation in the locker room.
No, not a lot of availability.
Sam Akin would be bottom five on my list.
But when you're desperate for something, you have to get
something.
Paul said
Wilfork was there.
He did. He talked for the
and
last
Warren?
Like, 3 minutes. Warren at the same time, so it was kind
Brady?
Of...
Brady?
Yeah, but...
I don't need Sam Akin.
It came together very, very quickly at the end there, so...
Fall back.
There are rumblings. There are rumblings among the media that the players are not being made available to us.
Well, it's not... They have the option of coming in or out of the locker room. It's not like there's somebody behind a closed door pushing them in the back to go out there.
I know. I'm
it's
just
up
saying,
to the players.
There's grumblings. There's grumblings.
There's somebody behind a closed
media.
Door grabbing them and saying, don't go out there.
It's a conspiracy that they're not... But this was the same last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it goes in spurts.
Always sucks.
It goes in spurts. There are weeks when it's great and weeks when it's not. For every good week, there's a bad week.
Well, I think there's more bad weeks than good weeks.
Probably, but, you know, I'm just
I have no problem with you know.
Of course you don't.
The media not getting what it needs.
Because you don't actually have to write a story and get quotes and talk to players.
Right. I have no problem with that.
Right. I have no
problem. You just read the pages that we were.
Where's the Portland
guy had to go to a radio show?
Big Show.
Fat man in a little coat?
He walked out complaining how Andy makes fun of him.
For being fat?
No. Andy said, can you tell Fred Smirlis to, you know,
call me back?
He goes, I'll do anything you want, Andy, after making fun of me.
Very sensitive today.
Overly
sensitive. You know what time it is now. S on Paul time.
Poop on Paul time.
So he's upset.
When isn't he?
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
Still no emails from Sam in Chicago?
No, Sam in Chicago. She must be busy right now.
I think we're being taken for a ride there.
You think so?
Fred, yes, I do.
I'd love to be taken for a ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
On Sam in Chicago.
I don't think the name and the voice match up.
It could be Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah, something tells me it's not.
What?
Just gut reaction. I think it's. I don't think.
Remember Bewitched?
I would love for it to be the case. Trust me.
Yeah, she wiggles her nose.
Yeah, that was Sam. They called her Sam in the show. Her name was Samantha.
Samantha Fox.
Yeah. Oh, remember her?
Hey now.
I think she went into porn, didn't she?
I think she was one of those Page Six girls from the UK, and then became a singer off of that. I think.
I think after. The but she might have. Ended, yeah, she might have dabbled in nudity again.
Oh, she. Did more than dabble.
Relax.
What? Was a girl named Fox. 508-543-7482. Jason.
Is that a real one or you just made it up?
I just made it up.
Oh.
I'm writing.
You got her cable from Cox?
Cox.
I'm writing a bit belatedly just to thank. Looking say at her, I'm glad you enjoyed the trip to England as much, and I think it was also a valuable bonding experience for the Patriots players. It is funny in retrospect to listen to how afraid Andy was of everything while Eric was prepared to embrace new experiences with open arms while you other two were somewhere in the middle. Unfortunately, I had an unexpected 4-day stay in the hospital and didn't even find out the result of the Patriots game until the following Wednesday night.
You're like a typical PFW reader.
I normally watch all the games online as I'm living in Barcelona. Just a few thoughts. After having a quick look around all the divisions of the AFC, I think that the only team that will come out of the East, only one team will come out of the AFC East and think that the Dolphins will have to beat the Patriots twice to get into the playoffs. I really think they will have something special up their sleeves for the Pats on Sunday in order to improve the division record to 4-0. I think you underestimate Miami at your peril as they play tough and have been in every game. What do you think?
I agree. They've been in every game, and I think they do play tough. I don't think they're good enough. I just think the Patriots are better.
I'm afraid to say that I think that Will Fork will be gone after the season, as I'm sure the Pats won't improve on any offer they already have on the table. Hopefully the Patriots will still be in good position with Brace and the fast-emerging Pryor.
Well,
they could always franchise.
Right.
Well,
and I think it's likely that they're going to franchise. I don't think they'll just let him walk
away.
They're
not going to let him walk away, I don't think.
For nothing.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, it's the whole Matt Castle thing. There's a value on him.
Brace, I mean, you have to look at Pryor as more the guy at this point than Brace. I mean, Brace has been inactive for how many games now in a row?
3-4.
And he was the much higher pick. It's that puzzles me.
Sounds cerebral to me. Talking to him and the way he's been talked about, I think he has struggled maybe to learn the whole defense. And I think that's what's key, is he needs to learn, be ready to go in at multiple defensive line spots, 3-4, 4-3, all that. And I don't think mentally he was ready to do that. I think Pryor has been ahead of him since camp, and that's why he's gotten those opportunities. I also think Pryor's a little bit more diverse in his play. I think he has the ability to back up kind of inside, outside, right, play more spots. So I don't think it's necessarily a Ron Brace is never going to be anything.
No. But it's just curious.
He's behind.
Yeah, especially when Pryor had the injury in training camp and was
right,
not on
that's
the
why
field
I think
for so many.
Up here.
Maybe
I think
that Pryor's
so far ahead.
Maybe that
helped
him.
He's always the more cerebrally prepared one.
You know.
Jason also says, glad to hear you like rugby so much, and I'm wondering if you were aware that the U.S. scored the try of the tournament in the 2007 Rugby World Cup against the eventual champions of the tournament, South Africa.
Nope.
After a turnover and quick counterattack, it pitted then Dallas amateur Tadkudza Nwengwe, I think, I don't know, against the then fastest man in the world rugby, but not maybe not anymore, Brian Habana. Nwengwe I don't know if that's how you say his name. Made his name here. He was soon a pro in France. I've included a link of the two World Cup tries, the second being the score of the tournament, complete with great overexcited French commentary. So we'll have to check that out.
Overexcited French commentary.
Right.
That's how the French are.
Well, French whine a lot. Anyway, on the phone right now is Mike and Sharon. Mike, how you doing? Mike.
Michael.
Yeah.
Sorry, Doc forgot to press the button because he's distracted behind the glass. What do you got for us?
I was kind of surprised by Bill's press conference this morning where he sort of said, you know, Miami can do whatever it, you know, wants to, and that they're going to be a surprise on offense after, you know, we're in week 9 now. Now, I don't think they're going to bring out a new thing like the Wildcat, but I think Bill's going to play it safe and play more of a 3-4 matching up for personnel type thing this weekend, and I was wondering what your guys' thoughts were on that.
Well, I think the comment about doing anything they want, I thought related more to Chad Henne.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a comment on just because they lost Pennington doesn't mean they had to dumb everything down and can't do anything. I think he feels like beyond the Wildcat, they can do whatever they want offensively in terms of deep passing game, intermediate, everything.
We were just watching the game from last week, and early on, Henne missed an open receiver.
He had Hartline
downfield.
Yeah. Right down the numbers. Had he hit him, it was a touchdown, and he just overthrew him. But I think Henne can, you know, quote-unquote, Bill likes to say, make all the throws, and they can run their offense. I don't know if he necessarily meant they're physically capable of kind of taking it to you offensively. I think he feels that way about the running game, but not the passing game.
And Mike, you know, I wouldn't be surprised either if we see them come out in more of a 3-3-5 and play that most of the game. We've been seeing a lot of three safety with McGowan, Merriweather.
McGowan as an additional safety.
As McGowan, like, sort of
Tank
cheating
Williams
towards the
linebacker
line,
role.
Right. Because they might need that to sort of counter whether or not the Dolphins want to throw out of that Wildcat or run with it. That gives them an option, a little bit more maybe mobility as opposed to an extra linebacker or a defensive
especially,
lineman.
Especially, I think they might if there is a wrinkle, it could be the Pat White wrinkle, a little bit more of that. And if they go with Pat White on the field and you have an extra safety on the field, if he lines up at quarterback, okay, you've got an extra safety. But if he goes out as a receiver, you have an extra athlete to match up with him if they run the Wildcat, the traditional one with Ronnie Brown. So I think this personnel-wise, I think there'll be a lot going on. That's why I asked Bill about kind of Dean Pease being in the press box and maybe being able to more quickly see personnel changes that the Dolphins go through and then call it for his defense so that you can kind of match up the way you want to with all the different schemes they can throw at you.
Yeah, I just think scheme-wise, not necessarily, you know, being able to pass down the field, but scheme-wise, Miami is going to try and surprise them, and I think Bill's sort of saying that, you know, he's preparing scheme-wise that, you know, he can't really count on what he's seen on tape yet.
Right.
I agree with that.
And I mean, part of that is a Wildcat. Part of that is the change at quarterback.
Part of that is Parcells.
They have a deeper passing game now. They're going to take some shots down the field, even if they're not going to hit them. I think designed shots just to loosen up a defense and make you aware we're going to send Ginn or Hartline or one of these guys down the field 3, 4, 5 times and make sure you respect it.
That's a pretty good observation.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Okay, thanks so much, guys.
See you, Mike.
Mike and Sharon calling in on his way to somewhere.
How do you know?
From the car phone.
Sounds like a car phone. Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid,
when
cellular phones first came out, you know, not everyone had them, and they were
those big gray ones.
Of course, you did because you were wealthy.
I'd be listening to talk radio, and the first time I heard somebody say, "Okay, we got Carphone up next," and I thought it was like somebody's last name, Carfoni or something like that.
An Italian,
and then I realized,
Italian name?
Oh, it's a
idiota.
Phone. It's a phone in a car, Carphone.
Dumas. No,
and
that's dumb.
Remember
ass.
Back then, if you call like on a car phone, they let you right in.
That's right. Yeah, because you were paying like
right.
$8 a minute.
Because the charges
stupid.
Were so high, they let you right in. Or they'd say if you're calling on a car phone, star, whatever,
yep.
and they get a
And it was a real, it had a cord down to the thing.
The cord,
like the
yeah, exactly.
Console. It was
right.
like a real phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How far we've come, Fred.
In a short period
Don't
of
they
time?
Still have the star numbers though that
some
you can call
do.
Quickly.
Yeah, for emergencies and stuff like that.
No, I mean for radio stations.
Some radios.
Oh,
don't have one carrier.
WEEI.
What's that?
Pound WEEI. Free call on your Verizon.
Bend
cell
over
phone.
Backwards to advertise for them, don't you?
Just answering the question.
Not necessarily backwards.
It's true. Sucking something.
All right. 137. We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Tuesday through Thursday, have lunch with the writers of Patriots Football Weekly on PFW in Progress.
I always say it this way, and honest to God, this is what you guys are. You are the View of football. It's just four guys having lunch.
PFW in Progress, Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got razor-sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. Dvorkin's gone. Toyota's in the booth. So
good. Where did he go?
Look for smooth sailing from here on.
No idea.
Yeah, he won't forget to put a collar on when they're yelling in the background trying to get on. Although this guy might play an F-bomb at any moment.
All right.
Why don't you check to see what's queued up in there just to make sure.
Because what Dvorkin does is he puts it in there just to make him look bad.
He sets you up like right. Don't play.
You see, they need me there.
We don't.
Yeah. All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Webradio at patriots.com.
Webradio.
508-543-7482. PFW TV is up on patriots.com if you want to check out last night's show.
Check it out.
New England Cable News.
Finally, on the guide on Comcast,
It
says Patriots Football Weekly.
But now it says it all week, right?
Well, I think the other show's gone.
Sports Late Night.
I think they put a bullet in it, put it out of its misery.
That's right. Everything, all sports from Neckin has moved to Comcast now.
We are the only sports show on Neckin.
Right. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, it's bad for us to be on Neckin.
Right.
There's no question about that. We should be on a sports channel.
We're up against, you know, the weather and some paid advertising show. By the way, have you seen the turbo wand? This is this thing you stick down drains and you twirl, and it's got a brush at the end and it unclogs.
No.
I got to check one of those out.
You don't need it.
Who's doing
My wife got a Roomba.
A what?
A Roomba.
What's whoa, that? Whoa, whoa.
A little vacuum.
whoa.
The thing that does its...
The woman who has the $1,200 Miele German fine vacuum
right.
now has a robot vacuum?
She doesn't like lugging the vacuum upstairs. And what she does is she just lets this thing run,
mm-hmm.
and it just does all the floors. And because we have two dogs, so there's hair everywhere.
You have two dogs?
And
two
you.
Dogs. I thought you only had one dog.
I have a lab and a pug.
And his own chest hair.
And, well, that's... Yeah. That sheds more than the dogs.
Yes. Especially when he uses his back shaver groomer. And just leaves it everywhere. But now, does that work constantly, or does it dock and undock itself, or how's that work?
You can put it on a timer, but otherwise it just keeps working. You can set boundaries.
So in the middle of the night, you could hear the vacuum just start up and go.
No, it doesn't start up on its own. You have to start it.
Well, how does it know?
It's not really automatic.
Does it bump into furniture and stuff?
Yeah, but it's got sensors, so it knows as it's getting close. It kind of like really slows down.
Really?
It's a very light touch,
really?
And then it turns around. It is pretty amazing.
Wild stuff.
You know, it's well engineered. Wow.
So you own everything this iRobot company makes. You have the gutter cleaner. You have the vacuum cleaner. If they make it, you got it.
Well, you know, it's
you're rich.
You should be doing commercials for them.
Well, we'll see.
Well, no, because he's never actually used the gutter cleaner because it doesn't work. Right.
I really haven't used it.
Thank you.
The time I used it was too cold. Why? Now's the time to use it, right now.
But yeah, but
right
the leaves aren't done falling off the trees
yet. No, I know, but
therein lies the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you wait too long, things freeze up.
So they need to add a heating element to it, some sort of
You know, you can get heated gutters.
Heated gutters is the way to go.
Yeah.
Heated gutters.
But now they have this new thing, the gutter brush. Have you seen that?
No.
They've been advertising it everywhere.
From the ground?
No. These are, it's just a round
yes.
brush, and you just fit it into, you know, they
yeah.
sell them in like 30-foot strips or
it
whatever.
Work.
You
well,
don't
how does it
work?
Well, how
they've had
work?
Those for years, though. There's different types of caps that do this, and the water goes over and the
that's
stuff.
That's the gutter helmet.
Gutter helmet, yeah.
But this is like it's like a brush, a round brush.
You got my helmet.
You know, the leaves supposedly just kind of fall off it, and the water still gets in.
Yeah, I just think none of those work as well as in theory.
Just cleaning the damn thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Get off your fat ass and clean the gutter.
Yeah,
I don't think you want Paul going up on a roof, though, because...
God, no. Be through the roof.
He fell off.
Billy Mays, you're breaking...
If he fell off, it'd be like the Rudolph special. Didn't I tell you about Bumbles? Bumbles, bounce!
Let's see. What do we got
Bumble
here for
Perilla.
Emails at webradio@patriots.com?
So wait a minute. She now has a robotic vacuum to go along with her $1,200
right.
vacuum.
This is just in between vacuum.
Why is a vacuum cleaner costing $1,200?
It's from Germany.
If you get a good one, it's...
You know,
is it a Mercedes?
It's made by the Germans. Well, everything they make is good.
Listen to me. If you have a house...
I have a house,
and you
right.
have, you know, a good amount of carpeting or whatever...
And are lazy.
A good vacuum makes all the difference in the world. It really does.
Sure, but $1,200?
You know, it's a Miele, I think, M-I-E-L-E.
Yeah. I think it's Miele,
it's a damn good vacuum. It'll last you for 20 years. You know?
You know, most people think Dyson is the high end. Fred's in a whole different
ballgame. Dyson's a piece of junk.
Oh,
see? Okay.
See?
It is. Compared to this.
You know.
Orec is junk.
And don't even say like the regular, like Bissell. Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
Hoover, so beneath.
Junk. They'll last you 4 years, and then you got to buy a new vacuum.
You bought a new vacuum in less than 4 years because the robot came out.
John writes in, great show as usual.
Boy, are you whipped.
It has nothing to do with football on the field.
Unbelievable.
But what did you guys think of Jim Nance's divorce settlement?
Yeah,
$912,000 a year in alimony until he dies.
Yeah.
I thought it was until she dies.
Oh, yeah, I think it's until she...
Or gets remarried.
Yeah, but, I think it's until she does.
Or always says, or his ex gets remarried.
Yeah. He dies. He doesn't have to worry about it.
But he also has to keep her as the beneficiary on his $3 million life insurance
right.
policy.
Wait, $900,000 a year?
Plus $1,000 a week to his kid for child support until they're...
I think after taxes, 22. They said it came out to about $500,000 a year.
So how many...
He makes $7 million a year, they said, in the story. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Holy shite.
So, you know, he's not going to be making that the rest of his life. So he's got to squirrel away something for when he retires.
Well, hopefully he's already squirreled enough away
him.
After all these years.
But I mean, he's sometimes
50,
isn't
right?
50-50 split.
It sounds to me, though, that this was, you know, a pretty clean break.
Yeah.
They settled it out of court.
Yep.
And whatever his situation is, he was happy with just doing that to get it over with.
Yeah, he was saying stuff like...
Why do we even give a crap about this? Why
I
is this
know.
Guy's divorce?
I didn't even realize he was going through a problem.
Because we care.
But, no, but like for
but
example,
we do.
Like
this, you know why? Because he's getting divorced and he's linked to a 29-year-old little
daughter. So what?
Is she hot?
So what?
Well, I'm assuming.
Listen, now the one with the Dodgers, Frank McCourt, he's getting divorced.
Yes.
That makes sense in the sports world because his wife was the president of the team,
right.
And now they're battling for control of the team.
Right.
That
makes
sense.
Impact, yeah.
Who cares about Jim Nance?
He's a celebrity. We care about all celebrities. You say we don't, but you read it.
It's
you
salacious.
Talk about it. Yes,
it's titillating. I don't talk about
it's the lowest common denominator. It's the same reason why you don't want to see a car crash, but you kind of do.
Yeah. In this case, I really who cares?
You do. Because you're...
I don't. I'm telling you,
million.
I don't.
But you're lying.
Oh.
Oh.
Playing the part of Paul Perillo. It was Andy Hart.
You said not to get him worked up in the last 20 minutes.
That's true. He's starting to get red.
He is. He is starting
heel
to
heel over. Do you know how? You know CPR? Because I'm not putting my lips on his.
No, you have to put the two fingers now.
What?
You put your two fingers over the person's lips and do it so that you don't make contact. That's the new...
I wasn't taught that, and I just renewed my thing.
That's. I just read it. I just read it this week.
I don't carry it with
me.
Oh,
the little, the little I read it this thing? Week in our in PFW, actually. The team ops person who saved the person, he put the two fingers
the
over that person's mouth.
No, he didn't. He put his two fingers in the throat to make sure
there
wasn't any blockage.
It, and then he
and there was. There was a sausage.
Right.
That's what she said.
That's true.
his sausage was in his mouth.
Matt in Oregon writes in, who wants elk burgers?
Yeah.
When are you coming?
I guess he just knocked down another buck.
Nice. No. Did he pee around it? To
it's been a while
away?
Since
probably
I've called
did,
or written,
yeah.
But the only shows I've missed were when I was in Colorado getting this deer and an elk. He has a picture, which I will be happy to share with you fine gentlemen when I come home at Christmas.
Love it.
My dad and I are going to do a tour of the hall presented by Raytheon.
You should.
And would love to drop by with another wild game luncheon, although cooking it all in the parking lot this time of year did not work so well, so we'll have to figure something out. You know, the last
why
time...
Why didn't it work well?
Well, we...
Worked well for me.
Yeah, it worked fine.
Well, it's going to be a little later. The problem is we couldn't let him cook it in the kitchen because health code
right.
says you're not allowed to bring game, you know,
right.
wild game into a public kitchen.
Right.
So why? I don't see what the problem was doing it out in the parking lot the last time.
Maybe he was cold and uncomfortable.
It's going to be December, Christmas when he comes, so maybe he thinks it's going to be too cold. He's
we'll
a hunter.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't have anything
be
football.
Such a pain in the fire. I mean,
other than
to
chime in my own support for the idea of having rugby coaches teach our guys how to tackle. I was a rugby captain at the alma mater of the portly one and the leg, and can vouch for the fact that you can still lay the lumber while wrapping someone up.
True.
All right. Have a good one, fellas. Right. I'll be in touch about the details for my visit.
Nice.
Elk.
Excellent.
Wow, we're getting a lot of momentum on the rugby tackling thing.
Yeah.
We could start a new...
Why don't you bring it up to Bill?
We didn't see anybody miss tackles in that rugby match we watched over in England. It was... I mean, they were great,
hit.
Great tackling
tackle.
Technique. Exactly.
Then again, they didn't have anyone with the speed of Percy Harvin trying to run away from them.
I don't know. Some of those guys look pretty quick.
You know that for sure. That's such an American, like, point of view. No one could possibly be as fast as our football players.
I mean, Usain Bolt runs pretty
That's
fast.
Idiotic.
He doesn't play rugby.
No, but he's
you
also
don't
not
think
American.
Anybody who
but
plays,
he doesn't play rugby.
You don't think anybody who plays rugby can run a 4.3 40?
Yeah, why
no.
not?
Oh, my God, you are such a pompous
ass. Have you ever watched
ass.
Rugby?
Track and field is a big sport in Europe.
So's rugby.
And if you're that fast, you're in track and field.
Not if you like rugby.
Yeah,
not
if you like rugby and you, yeah. Tomash wants nothing to do with this. He's like shrugging his shoulders
short.
Behind the glass.
Whose oh. little legs?
The rugby players.
Oh, my
they're
God.
They're very stocky.
One of the guys was 6'6", 250
yeah,
or
he's
something.
He's not fast. Did you see him?
Yes. He
yes,
ran
he
a
was
guy
pretty
over.
Fast.
Ran
he
a
was
guy
a truck.
Over.
It's all relative. Let's see.
relatively stupid.
Jay the Jags fan again. It's not page 6 or 7. It's page 3, girls.
Okay,
sorry. That's the page that Samantha Fox became famous for. Oh, and Freddie, here's one for you. If Megan Fox wears tight gloves, she would have camel toe thumb.
Oh. What paper is it anyway? Is it the Mirror? The page 3?
I don't know, but the
it wasn't the Times.
They sent
the Times.
The link, and it's all nude hot chicks.
Wasn't it the Sun?
I don't know. Page 3 Sun, maybe.
Really?
But it's also the Sunday Sport thing is all the
oh,
same
really?
Thing. All hot.
Really?
Big-breasted, natural, beautiful,
see, if
British.
If we did that in America, papers wouldn't be going out of business the way
true that. True that.
Maybe, am I right, Fred?
What's nudity? That?
if we had page three girls here in America, papers wouldn't be going out of business at the rate that they're going.
Nah, I don't know about that. You know, we're not as hard up as they are up there.
Beg your pardon?
You can just get, well, just,
I'll know, get you some Viagra. You'll be equally hard up
as them.
Subscribe
to a Victoria's Secret catalog. That's all you need. You don't need page three.
I haven't seen one of those in a while. They lost all their mainstays. They went through like a, they turned it over on defense like Bill has done, and they lost a lot of the all-time favorites.
Is that right?
I'm not sure I'm into
it. Yeah, but how's the quality of the new glass?
I don't know. Sometimes you like to know what you got. You know what I mean?
I don't
gotta give them a chance, no?
You don't got nothing.
They got Leticia Costa was gone.
I don't even know
the
names.
Heidi Klum was gone.
I like the way he says it.
Who'd he say?
I like he say it again, Fred.
Giselle Bundchen.
He does a little nod of the head when he says it, too.
Bundchen. So, I don't know any other names of a Victoria's Secret. Oh, Heidi Klum was one, right?
I just said that, you dumb dago.
Right?
It's because she was here.
He did, yeah.
Remember, she was here?
Oh, right.
And Richard
right.
Seymour got mad because crowd cheered louder for Victoria's Secret Girl than they did for us in the football game.
Right.
They ran expect. Him out of town. Well, I'd expect the crowd to cheer for the football team.
Yeah, but if a supermodel comes on the field, you got
to
cheer for
like
her,
to go to Oakland.
He did.
No.
And he didn't like that either.
That.
He likes the weather out there.
Apparently there's some Twitter account called Rap Sheet that is saying that Jonathan Wilhite's missed practice over the past few days is because he's sick. Not sure how serious, but serious enough to be out 2 days. So he's sick.
Maybe.
That's Ian Rappaport.
That's Paul's favorite,
that's
beat reporter.
A questionable source at best.
Indeed.
So, it's an illness. Let's hope it's not the swine flu.
Yes, let's hope. Because we're in that locker room every day.
Right. On planes. What is the incubation period with the swine flu? How does that work?
Don't know.
I have no idea. No.
It's like the greatest health thing in the last 20 years, and none of us know exactly anything about it.
Yeah.
Typical Americans. We don't worry about it until it affects us.
No, a girl in Rhode Island just died from it. 12-year-old girl.
I saw that.
Oh, you're really down on Americans today, huh?
Well, a little bit.
Really? What brought that about?
You.
Just being exposed to another country for the first time?
Yeah.
You say it opened your eyes to a little more of a world view.
How idiotic we are as Americans.
I can't say I disagree with you there, young Mr. Fat Heart.
this whole swine flu thing, too. Have you know this? The vaccine is very strangely dealt with.
Yes, like, very much so. And this is the government that wants to take over healthcare. Please.
There was in Lowell. I was watching this thing. I think it was Lowell that they had. They announced they had some. It was a clinic or whatever. Come get it. And there were like around the block lines at 10 o'clock. It was dark and people were still in line. They were coming from all over. I was talking to my neighbor and the two kids are in middle school and high school. They just got it at school.
Really?
If the parents signed the form or whatever, the whole school just got it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, why in one town are they just getting it in school? Everybody gets it. And another town, they're lining up for hours at end for just the possibility of getting
one
of the 100.
Sounds like mismanagement.
And my son got the first. If you're young or whatever, it's two shots. And now they're saying he might not get the second because they're not going to get another shipment from wherever the shipment's coming. So he's only going to get the first part. Who is handling this?
I don't know.
Because it's
and then there's
terrible.
Then there's the ridiculous he said, she said between Obama's administration and the people running Guantanamo. Because apparently the Guantanamo people are saying, we're expecting shipments of H1N1 vaccine to give to the prisoners there. And Robert Gibbs and all of his spokesmen are saying, no, it's not there and it's not on its way. And the Guantanamo people are saying, it's on its way. It's going to be here by the end of the month.
That's typical of this administration.
So I mean, why do we care about giving it to those people?
Tough break for your boy yesterday too, huh?
Guinea pigs.
Looks a little bit bad.
Make sure that it's
Fred?
Okay. What? Mm.
Yeah, he campaigned hard for a couple governors, and they both got their asses whooped.
Kids. Yep.
He's lost his magic touch.
It's over.
The fairy dust has fallen off.
Cult of personalities losing members.
Yeah.
Not quite the most powerful man they thought when they handed him that Nobel
Meanwhile,
Peace Prize.
Meanwhile, there's a seat in New York that hasn't been Democrat since the Civil War. That's now Democrat.
What does that mean?
So,
because the Republican,
what's more
because
a seat in Congress or a governor of a state?
I'm saying he decided to heavily campaign for these two people.
Hey,
and
he tried to campaign for the Olympics. We lost that too. So, I guess it's just he's just losing it.
Proving he can't get anything done.
Right.
He's all talk and no action.
He's done nothing anyway so far.
But Keith in Dallas says, do you think Edgerrin James is a viable option
no.
for New England? No.
Hells no.
No. We were talking about that, Eric, before you got here.
Yeah.
Bad running back, bad teammate, no interest, bad teeth.
Bad attitude.
Everything.
Bad teeth is right.
Bad teeth.
Bad hair, bad teeth.
He's got the grill.
Yeah, he's got the gold grills idiocy.
Andy from Ireland. Fred, I play rugby, and your comments were idiotic. Rugby players are some of the best athletes in the world. They can do a wide variety of skills rather than the one-dimensional skill set that football positions have. All players can pass, tackle, run, kick. Can you name American footballers that could do those to a high level? One player, Jonah Lomu, was 6'5", 254.
Was he the Cowboys
guy? He was
going
to be the Cowboy.
Yeah, he ran the 100 meters in under 10 seconds at the age of 19. He was offered a contract with the Cowboys, but declined and played rugby instead.
And was juicing, I think. But that's
and they make
story.
Some pretty good coin, apparently.
And the other, they also have to play a lot long. It's not play for 10 seconds and take 45
they
second
can
break.
Pass.
They play all the time.
They
it's
can
being
pass.
Reset
they throw
constantly.
It underhand with two hands.
What? What? We didn't see any underhand in two. Oh, yeah, lateraling backwards. Yeah. It's like a lateral here.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Right. But it's
you
not
are
passing.
So closed-minded. That you like to say the ultimate team game. That is the ultimate team game, every bit as much as American football.
If you can play American sports, you play American sports.
Saving it for the last minute of the show, Fred Kirk.
Well, I liked the email about soccer, that you know, no one plays soccer over in Ireland because if you can play sports, you play field hockey and rugby.
Right.
Or so where is soccer as popular as everybody says it is?
What's the
curling
game?
Or hurling?
Hurling?
Or hurling.
Which is like field hockey for men?
So no, it's global sport of soccer.
It's very overrated. Soccer. Overrated everywhere.
Wow.
Well, I think it's an easy game to play, so it gets adopted.
There's no talent. You just run around. I mean, that's why two-year-olds play it.
They're good athletes, though, soccer players.
Not really.
You got to put your
you
microphone on.
Ever seen a fat soccer
Toyota.
Player?
That's
can you imagine Paul playing soccer?
Doesn't mean you're a good athlete. Just because you're skinny.
Okay.
Oh, Fred's disappointed.
No, I'm only kidding about the whole if you can play American sports.
But you weren't kidding that you don't think there's a rugby player who's as fast as
oh, there
as
might be
NFL.
One.
There's plenty.
There's a whole league of them in the NFL.
We were watching that game, and
there's a lot
of
fast
players.
Of them all around
fast,
the world.
It's all relative. They look fast because they're against each other.
I'll say it again. You are relatively dumb.
Look, he just goes,
This will turn. There'll be plenty of emails for tomorrow.
There'll be backlash. Oh, yeah. There'll be backlash. You're
bring it on.
After all our international listeners download the podcast and they hear a few hours from now that he says rugby players aren't fast.
They're fast.
Relative to each other.
World class fast speed.
Oh, come on.
You're so stupid.
All right.
If I thought this was real, I'd be really angry
hey,
right
John,
now.
How you doing in the basement?
We're excellent today, Fred. I'm enjoying listening to your arguments.
Yeah. we're just having fun here. What do you think? Could the, let's say, average rugby player compete with the speed of a defensive back in the NFL?
So now the average rugby player has to compete
with
the
fastest
defensive
player
that's
the
in the
fastest
NFL.
That's position.
About because it,
how about the average NFL player?
Okay, well, let me put it this way. Who would the average, if the average rugby player was playing in the NFL, who would they be trying to tackle?
Receivers? I don't know that the average rugby player would make it in the NFL. Yeah, and I say that with all due respect to rugby players. I think they're pretty tough guys. But
maybe the average
incredibly
rugby,
tough.
The average rugby player that we saw, I think, would be a safety in the NFL.
I would say safeties
and linebackers.
I would
agree with that.
And they're
small
fast
or linebackers.
Okay,
right.
And like you'd say they're as
or
fast
running backs.
As safeties in the NFL?
I'd go with running back, slot receiver, safety.
Yeah, middle of the field guys. Middle of the field guys.
Yeah, because I could see them being tight ends or fullbacks, but
bunch of Wes Welkers.
I think there'd be fewer big players.
Bunch of Wes Welkers.
No, they're bigger and faster than Wes Welker.
I don't think so.
I do.
Largely? No, I don't think so.
It's a great argument because none of us have any idea. What
well, you and I watched a half hour's worth of rugby, so we have a half hour's more knowledge about
relative.
It than these
You're
guys.
Looking at guys to each other. You put them on a football field and they look like midgets.
I just told you one of the guys was 6'6",
like
280 pounds.
They look like soccer players.
Those are that's the anomaly.
Just like you're touting a guy in Percy Harvin who ran a 4.29 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
And you're saying average this compares to average rugby player is a better athlete than an average NFL player because all the fat bodies in the NFL you would
lower your average. If your statement is, oh, look at a rugby game, they don't miss any tackles.
They don't.
Okay, let me see if they would miss any tackles if – you know,
I tell you what. I tell you what, Fred.
Receiver's trying to go
by. I would rather.
Would they be so clean on the tackling then?
Here you go. I would rather have a rugby player try to play football than have Brandon Merriweather try to play rugby, because I don't think he'd make the team.
I agree.
Well, I don't know.
I agree. You know who rugby players are? They're great special teamers in the NFL. That's the core of their game.
Okay.
They run, go along with that.
They hit, they tackle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think if they played the game, the stars in rugby would develop into football stars.
Well, now, that I agree with you. I think that if you take the best rugby player, he could find a role on a football team. No doubt about it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only find a role, I think the best rugby player, if he played, if you somehow got him
into
the game,
football player.
Would be Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis, these big, fast, athletic machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, John, what do you got coming up?
Week. Well, I would imagine we'll probably at least attempt to start talking about Miami. And Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com is going to join us in our second hour to, again, look at the midseason points, start looking ahead toward the Dolphins.
Great, and I also hear from Doc that at some point he'll have the Joey Porter phone conference on during your show, so that should be fun to listen to.
Nice.
I can't.
All right, all right, John, you're up next. We're out. We'll see you tomorrow, and until then, take care.